right. Annual pass holders had problems signing up for a preview of Pandora on the Walt Disney World website. How long until Congress tries to repeal the preview? Disney is testing return times at water parks, and you thought the app works poorly when your phone is dry. The Guardians of the Galaxy are coming to Disney's Hollywood Studios and every Disney theme park on Earth. Anyway, you've read WDW News today. Now you experience WDW News tonight.
Live from Orlando, Florida, WDWNT.com, the worldwide leader in Disney Parks News, presents WDW News Tonight. Now, here are your hosts, Tom Corliss and Nick LoCicero.
There's a terrible echo because someone in there didn't mute the mic on their computer or laptop.
No, it's muted.
Nick?
I don't know. He didn't put my camera on, so.
Anyway. Well, they muted you, so it must be. Hey, let's not look at the logo anymore. Fake applause, yay! Welcome to WDW News Tonight. I'm Tom Corliss. You're not. Thank you, Michelle, for that lovely introduction.
Welcome back, Michelle.
Thank you. Feeling
good to
better.
Have you.
I'm muted.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm muted.
Well, no, I can hear you.
Well, no, she's supposed to be muted there.
Yeah.
Your
yeah.
mic threw that was the problem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
done.
The radio
still on Tom, though.
Microphone thing. Because we do that.
Hi.
Anyway,
how's everybody doing?
What's going on in there? What am I missing?
It's
you're not
just
missing.
You.
We're just having a good time.
It is just me. That's right.
We got Duffy the Disney Bear.
I have the top billing. Yeah.
Right.
And Fozzie the
Bear.
When
you address someone, one would assume.
Well, they're having all sorts of technical problems in the booth. So that's,
oh, you got a magic band on.
That's what's happening. Who, me?
Yeah.
I do. I just
Why?
Came from, I was at Epcot.
Like that?
I like your Woody. I like your Woody sticker.
That's still on. Yep, that's still there. thanks, Andrea. This is the 45th Small World.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, I've never seen that one.
Yeah, it's cute. I went to Magic Kingdom last night, and it plays the Small World music when you redeem a Fast Pass. The lady at Peter Pan's flight freaked out.
Oh,
she had
that's
not
exciting.
Seen it.
I have passes for Sunday, but not for... like, I have Fast Passes for...
what you going on?
Winnie the Pooh.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Pan and something else.
Oh, see, it's
wow.
Switched to you.
That is up
there
close.
There we go. Hey, should I?
Hi.
How you doing? Let's just back that up a little bit.
Soon. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us, everybody. We got, oh, Jason's breaking things again. Jason's in the control booth doing something tonight. We got Josh of EasyWDW.com here. He's sticking around for March Madness. We're continuing our tournament of all these Walt Disney World table service restaurants. The tournament continues tonight. That's coming up a little later in the evening. We got so much to do, we can't even waste more time. Let's do the news. And now
news.
The news!
Yes.
Brought to you by TeePublic. Much to the chagrin of sad people who have time for parody Twitter accounts, Disney announced that the new screening procedures that we first told you about at WDWNT.com will be going into effect at the Magic Kingdom on April 3rd. Guests taking buses and watercraft will be screened at new checkpoints in the front of the park. Guests of the Transportation and Ticket Center will be screened after departing from the parking tram but before boarding the monorail or ferry boat to the park. Additional screening points are then being added before the monorail boarding, before the monorail stations at the Magic Kingdom Air Resort. And guests trying to walk to the park from the Grand Floridian will be screened before they swim over. That's the full breakdown. There you go. That's big news.
It is.
It's exciting.
I think that's good. I like that move. I like getting rid of that the congestion around the turnstiles.
Yeah. So annoying.
Yeah, I think it's a really good move. I mean,
well, some mornings it does back up almost to those metal detectors, so it's kind of a problem. As
it is. It creates a bottleneck. I think this is going to be a better option overall. It'll be interesting to see. Does this mean, like, so if you're in the poly and you're going on the monorail, you have to go through a metal detector there in the lobby or right out there in the
deck?
It
should be somewhere before the platform there.
Coming out of your hotel room?
No. wouldn't that be convenient?
Right?
Step out the door.
You can't.
The doors should just be metal detectors. I mean, that's really...
There you go. That's all you need.
Towards.
I like it though. The problem is, I think the other parks. I think Studios is okay. I think the Studios has plenty of room to play around with over there. My biggest problem is still Epcot. I don't know if they're still juggling and trying to figure out exactly how to do there. I'm sometimes confused about which entrance I can go in sometimes.
It changes every day.
Mm-hmm. It does, doesn't it? Okay, so they still haven't really figured it out.
No, it's been changed.
Go to the left.
They're going to have to just put in some money and restructure that area eventually, aren't they?
It's not the area that's the problem. It's the way they've set it up that's the problem. I mean, there's plenty of space. Epcot has just miles of pavement, so...
Right, but what I'm saying is they're going to have to set it up in a different area or, like figure out a different configuration.
Or someone with common sense can take a look at it and figure it out. I mean, one of those things.
Yeah, but I don't know if you can necessarily in the area that you currently have, unless you're routing the traffic. I guess you could route the traffic in a certain direction.
They do already. Yeah. If you're on one side of the parking lot, mm-hmm. they send you one way. If you're right, on the other side, they send you the other way, depending on the time of day, at least.
I understand that. This seems to be the most difficult to maneuver. And so I'm happy for the Magic Kingdom one because that just got bottlenecked and that was a pain in the butt anyway. But this will be cool. So you spread out where you're checking people. Yeah. It should do a good job of that.
There you go.
Yay.
Yeah.
Moving on. Animal Kingdom is going to be hosting extra magic hours every night from May 27th until July 4th, just in case you can't fit 4 rides into 15 hours. With Animal Kingdom park hours locked at 11 p.m. closing during these early summer months, the extra magic hours will take place nightly from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., or as Josh calls them, peak blogging hours. Right, Josh? Is that when you do most of your work, isn't it? You'll be here all night, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, Walt Disney World pass holders signed up in record numbers for the Pandora, the World of Avatar preview.
Record
signed
numbers?
They filled pretty quickly. We were told supposedly 30,000 people signed up by noon.
Oof.
It's a lot of people.
Whenever you messaged me, I went in and tried.
Yeah.
And my mom texted me like, hey, we're trying to get in. It's not working for us. Can you try? So I could not.
Within a half an hour, yeah. I think it was done.
It was pretty crazy.
Yeah. Luckily you were one of the people on my little list. So I was just able to be like,
we share fast passes.
Michelle,
but that's random. No, that was the thing. Random. If you have a bunch of pass holder friends, it gave you this list on the side, but there was no rhyme or reason to the 8 people that were there.
I had Tom, I had you, and I had 4 other people that I barely know.
What?
Yeah. That I share information.
They just happen to be connected somehow. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so it was so weird. So I was just like, all right, I took off everybody and I left you on there and put you on mine. So there you go. You're in.
Yeah.
So Walt Disney World pass holders signed up in record numbers for the previews. Well, when the Walt Disney World website allowed them to, at least. Disney assured us they'll be fixing the site, though. They did. It should be done roughly in the time it took to build Pandora.
I don't know. I'm gonna.
You know how many years that was, Nick? It took them to.
How many years was that?
It was 7.
7.
Yeah, 7.
That's hysterical.
D23 is offering you the chance to be among the first to explore Pandora, the world of Avatar, not only before it opens to the public, but with Imagineer Joe Rohde. In addition to a guided walk through the exotic new land at Animal Kingdom theme park with Joe, attendees will enjoy lunch at Tiffin's with Mr. Rohde and fellow members. The tour will last roughly 3 hours, and check-in will be made at the Tiffin's restaurant because no one else is checking in there anymore.
Hey, your food that you posted looked really good.
Oh, it was spectacular.
It is. It's such a good place.
It was actually crowded, I might say. The room was one table short of full, so it's not as empty as it used to
be. Nomad, same thing. It's getting harder and harder already.
Yeah. So on the tour, guests will learn how the thriving Pandoran landscape conveys intrinsic park messages of the value of nature, mm-hmm. transformation through adventure, conservation, and stewardship, and how the fish is a metaphor for adventure.
Of course.
They'll learn all those things.
Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
And all attendees will receive a commemorative keepsake of this special engagement, one of Joe's earrings.
As long as it's a dangly one.
Enjoy. Don't worry, it's been decontaminated for your enjoyment.
Do we get free piercings as well?
Dude.
Tickets will be $250 per person plus a $5 person processing fee or $121 more than a Disney After Hours ticket. And tickets go on sale Wednesday, April 5th at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern.
You going?
Yeah. I'm going to try. Yeah. I mean, these signups always are the last 2 seconds and they're gone.
$250. So. That is steep.
What was
for that,
Josh? You turn Josh's mic on?
Oh, yeah.
It's May 19th. May 19th is the date of the actual event. So it's after a majority of the previous.
That.
But it's a Tiffin's lunch, and you get to a 3-hour guided tour with the lead project designer. I mean, it's pretty neat.
Joe Rohde will always have his back to you on that tour.
Oh, I know he will. I want to see if he'll take a picture with me. Let's see what happens. Anyway. A virtual queue system is being tested at Blizzard Beach and Typhoon Lagoon right now through April 7th. According to Disney, virtual queuing systems are designed to enable users to reserve a place in line for an attraction without physically waiting in the queue, providing an enhanced guest experience and more time for additional experiences. So wait, is this a queueless queue? I was told Universal was the only place that had queueless queues. How is this possible? Jimmy Fallon is the only ride on Earth without a queue.
Poor Jimmy.
My friend went to that recently. Said the queue was better than the ride.
Sounds about right.
It's what it looks
like. This doesn't have a queue. It's queueless.
It is
no,
queueless.
It definitely has a queue.
Like I am coreless, it is queueless. Anyway. The virtual queue test will include downhill double dipper, slush gusher, and summit plummet at Blizzard Beach, and Misadventure Falls at Typhoon Lagoon, but will not require a wristwatch Tamagotchi. Yes, no crapu required.
Love it.
The full menu for the Satouli Canteen was revealed on the Walt Disney World website. We already told you a lot about the main menu, but this is the first time we got to see the drink menu, which includes... Josh. This includes... I know we do jokes in this part, or relatively do jokes in this part of the show. These are actually from the menu.
Mm-hmm.
The Avatar Sangria, the Banshee Chardonnay, and the Pandora Amber Ale.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the drinks.
Okay.
I can't wait for Star Wars Land so we can have the Star Wars soda, the Mace Windu Merlot, and the Bothan beer.
No, you have lost.
Hey, Mace.
Banshee Chardonnay. Some new entertainment is coming to Disney's Hollywood Studios this summer in a limited-time engagement. Limited-time engagement is also what could best describe anything that exists at Hollywood Studios. But seriously, something new at Hollywood Studios, it's gotta be...
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world.
I feel fine.
The new event is called The Music of Pixar Live and will showcase some of the wonderful yet memorable music from a selection of Pixar films. There will be a live orchestra as well as appearances from beloved Pixar characters such as Woody and Sully.
I'm excited for this.
Yeah, the orchestra completely made of penguins. Starting May 26th. I'm sorry, did Josh chuckle? Was that the one that got Josh? I heard some noise over there. I wasn't sure.
Penguin noises.
Oh, okay.
That's just me going.
Starting May 26th, the Music of Pixar Live will be presented three times nightly at the Theater of the Stars, following the regular daily performances of Beauty and the Beast live on stage, which is still a thing. The show will also feature highlights from some of Pixar's greatest scores, from Toy Story to Cars 3.
Yes.
You know, I got to say, this beats their other new entertainment idea they were kicking around. Streetmosphere characters made up of just construction workers. It'd be great. There's also a general contractor version of Jammeters, but we won't get into them.
You think they're a show, you go talk to them. No, I'm really just, I'm just working over there.
I'm just over the fence there.
Portobello at Disney Springs will be closing April 23rd, 2017 to undergo a lengthy refurbishment in collaboration with award-winning, apparently celebrity chef, according to Orlando Sentinel, Tony Montuano. They're looking to provide an authentic Italian dining experience, which will include a new family-style menu, craft Italian wines and beers, which would be better than what they offer now, which I believe the Italians would call, I'm going to try my best to pronounce this, garbage. I think that's the...
Si.
Great restaurant.
Garbage.
El garbage. I'll have the garbage parmesan.
Delicioso, sir.
Portobello is expected to open in the fall of 2017, unless the Edison construction team is working on this one, too.
Oh, dang.
Burn.
Mission Space at Epcot will be closed for 2 months this summer for refurbishment. Portobello and Mission Space closed. This really is the summer to come to Walt Disney World. Anyway, I may even go. Anyway, Mission Space will be closed June 5th through July 31st, 2017. No exact reasoning was given for the closure or for the eventual reopening.
Ba-dum-bum.
Thank you. Disney executives from a variety of fields held a panel at the 2017 South by Southwest Conference in Austin, Texas, discussing how emerging technologies will help to innovate and break new ground in storytelling and at new dessert parties. Disney Imagineering R&D executive John Snoddy, that's his real name, Disney Consumer Products and Interactive Media Senior Vice President Mike White, and Disney Interactive Vice President of Engineering Kathy DiPaolo led the panel and talks about how both artificial intelligence and machine learning are changing the way future audio animatronics will be implemented at the parks. During the panel, attendees got to see audio animatronics such as Jake, a droid once featured at the Star Wars launch bay at Disneyland, a pocket-sized Pascal from Tangled, and Bob Chapek, the robotic android in charge of Walt Disney Parks and Resort. All were used to show how Disney is looking for new ways to bring characters to life.
I'm laughing at you laughing.
Tough room. Rumors indicate that both Groot and Star-Lord from Guardians of the Galaxy are coming to Disney's Hollywood Studios. Bye. We already knew Star-Lord was coming due to an auditions posting a few weeks ago, but it now appears Groot will be joining him in some capacity, probably as another tree to block views of Star Wars construction. I am Groot. Don't look over here. There's nothing here. You have to turn around and go back the other way to get to Toy Story. Turn around.
Oh, God, that's amazing.
It's possible the pair will appear in an experience similar to the Doctor Strange show, where guests will watch them pick children out for 20 minutes.
That's all that happened in that show.
Man.
No payoff.
Anyway. Disney California Adventure guests will get to meet.
It took them 30 minutes to pick kids out.
It's like Nick in a water park. Anyway, at Disney California Adventure, a meet-greet experience and other activities featuring Star-Lord, Gamora, and Groot will take place over the summer to celebrate the opening of Mission Break. Autopia at Disneyland holds a special place in the heart of many park guests, many of whom got behind the wheel for the first time of a classic attraction before terrorizing the rest of L.A. This week, Disney unveiled an all-new look and story for the attraction, featuring the humanoid robot Osimo, not Bob Chapek, and his new robotic friend Bird, the first character created especially for this attraction. The new scenes feature Osimo and Bird as they plan their trip, load up their Honda vehicle, and experience the adventures that take them from their campground to a sky beyond. And even though Bird doesn't speak, his performance is being called the best in an automotive-based attraction since Vin Diesel in Fast and the Furious Supercharged. Yes, and he doesn't even speak. The new look for Autopia first debuted in the spring of 2016 when the cars were repainted in Honda colors and received new fuel-efficient Honda engines, badges, and tires. Disneyland Park fans may remember Osimo from his starring role in the Osimo Theater in Tomorrowland, where it tumbled downstairs from 2005 to 2015. It fell downstairs a lot.
Did it really?
It did. There's great video online where it lifts one leg and then just goes like this off the side of the stairs. It's amazing. You should go watch it. Recently, the Oriental Land Company let us meet one of Duffy's new friends, Stella Lou. She's a fun-loving purple bunny with a passion for dancing and big dreams of performing on Broadway.
Who isn't, though?
She would practice her dancing every day on the American waterfront, and once Duffy met Stella Lou, he decided that he wanted to support his friend to help make her dreams come true. And like any Broadway producer, Duffy is clearly exploiting Stella Lou, and Shelley May is unhappy about this. Don't miss all this and more on the new ABC drama Cash Grab, Thursdays at 9. Anyway, the dumbest joke we've ever done.
I sincerely
like the level that you took it to, though.
Yeah, most of her adorable merchandise will be available March 30th, 2017. Many fun Stella Lou decorations will be going up soon, along with her photo opportunity, where you could pose your plush Stella Lou. The photo spot will be located in the American waterfront with the Columbia docked and the Guardians of the Galaxy-less Hightower Hotel standing in the back. She'll then start meeting guests at Disney Easter in Tokyo Disney Sea on April 4th, which is quite fitting since Stella Lou herself is, in fact, a bunny. And this will all be happening for a limited time through August 31st, 2017.
Then she goes away?
The meet and greet goes away. But no, the Japanese will be infatuated with this plush for years to come. So now there's four of them. There's four of these things now. It's insane. The newest restaurant at Tokyo Disneyland opened on March 25th in Tomorrowland. It's called Plasma Ray's Diner. It's a counter service restaurant that specializes in rice bowls and even offers sweet potato fries, which is uncommon in Japan. Plasma Ray's is affiliated with Cosmic Ray's, but they have very different menus, you know, like Carl's Jr. and Hardee's. They are the Carl's Jr. and Hardee's of the galaxy. Two people got that, and it's probably worth it. The restaurant is a simple re-theme of the former... What? Come on. You see, they have the same ad, but then you go, and they're different menus.
Yeah.
The restaurant is a simple re-theme of the former Plaza restaurant, which closed in January. The restaurant added a cute mascot character in the process because Japanese people. Anyway, that's it. That's the news.
That's bear.
Oh, Nichelle, who brought us the news?
Well, Tom, it would be TeePublic. Don't forget to shop apparel and accessories for Disney fans throughout WDWNT.com and TeePublic. Just go to WDWNT.com and click the TeePublic ad to shop from hundreds of designs for T-shirts, phone cases, prints, and more, including exclusive WDWNT and WDW News Tonight logo apparel, as well as original creations such as My Favorite Disney Princess Is Your Mom, Seven. Make the Movie Ride Great Again, and more. Make the most of tonight's commercial breaks and shop through our extensive collection. TeePublic, an official partner of WDW News Tonight.
I want to mention real quickly, thanks to TeePublic, they offered to extend that limited release Pirates of the Caribbean 50th anniversary shirt we've got available. So you can still go get it at WDWNT.com/store. It's only available till Friday, and that's absolutely it. Then we're putting in the order.
I'm doing it
so
now.
So you have until Friday, WDWNT.com/store. Jason, I imagine we don't have the image up right now, no. All right. Well, you guys have probably seen it. WDWNT.com. Oh, Jason has it. Hold on. We're going to show you the shirt. And again, only till Friday. So you got 2 days, 11 hours, and some minutes and seconds left. To get a hold of that shirt. Artist Rob Yo did the work on that. It's a great design. And again, we are never going to sell this again. We've got 2 days left to get it. So make sure, WDWNT.com/store. Click the image. It'll take you there to buy the shirt. You got 2 days left. But Nick, we'll be right back. We got to get March Tragic and March Madness going. We got a busy show coming up. We'll be right back.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Tony's Town Square Cafe. It's because owner and chef Tony Ragu offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Toledo, Ohio. He is 1/8 Italian. Locally sourced Cast Connection freezer items are combined with prepackaged ingredients imported only from the OBT Winn-Dixie, along with mangled recipes from nearly unreadable Buitoni labels. Whether it's quote-unquote pizza or that soup of the day which just hasn't changed in 14 years, taste for yourself at Tony's Town Square, just steps away from that hat store that sells pins. Come taste what the guide map is calling Italian food, only at Tony. And maybe at Portobello.
Hold on to your seats, folks, because we're going to crank it up.
I don't want to talk over Sunny Eclipse. Now. It's disrespectful.
When the big band was done and the
Sunny Eclipse
gone,
is the best. Sun. Welcome back to WDW News Tonight. Now, we do have March Madness coming up. I want to remind people, we actually kind of forgot about it last week, but we did deem a winner in the chat room for that first round of March Madness last week. Nick, I sent you that email. You got that, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I talked to him already. Brad.
We got a prize out to them. So, again, we'll give you the rules for that. But those of you, I see we got a big crowd in the chat tonight. Those rules are still going to apply. One of you each round will get picked. Even if you never signed up to play March Madness, you could play along in the chat and still win a fantastic prize. We'll pick someone in each of the rounds. We have still to come later tonight. But before
I just want to mention real quick, because a lot of times we don't mention it enough. We talked a lot about the video tonight. Just want to make sure anybody that's just listening, like maybe on the radio, AM 660, 1520, 105.5, go over to listen.wdwnt.com to kind of watch our video as well. Yes. You really want to watch tonight because we have the old bracket with the tournament.
It'll be
there.
Much easier to follow along. Yeah, not just this paper I'm holding. Jason will actually have the real thing up for all you guys. So,
T-shirts, March Tragic.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
So we're going to finish this thing off. So those of you that didn't join us last week, what we're doing is we started this last year when we got the deal with TeePublic. We decided to decide our first original WDWNT.com T-shirt. We were going to come up with 32 ridiculous shirts that Disney would never make team shirts, if you will. And do a tournament to decide what our first shirt would be. It would be some sort of fake team shirt, making fun of the March Magic shirts that DisneyStore.com will sell at this time of year. So last week we started the tournament, and what we do is we ask the chat to weigh in which of these amazing shirt ideas would they buy if it was created, and that's how we decide the winners in this matchup. If it's hard to tell by the chat, then the people here, Jason, in the control booth will decide which one is moving on. We're going to do this very quickly tonight. We got a packed show. So let's go ahead. Let's continue these. Again, these will be two ideas for possible T-shirts.
Where'd that come from?
Jason, that's okay.
We have two things, possible T-shirts. You in the chat can respond with which one you want. Oh, someone commented on the cup. So those of you watching the video, yes, it is a sci-fi dine-in cup, the cup of the week.
With
my brown derby glow cube in there. Yeah. And I also got a Mickey straw.
So jealous. I need to go
write a review about that glow cube.
I should write a review that is only about the glow cube and not the beverage that it comes with.
Why would you do that?
It's a great question, Michelle. Great question.
All right, let's get started.
Come on. I was dramatically drinking.
Dramatic.
First two we got up. We got the clickbait Corliss or the Pandora VR Banshees. The Pandora virtual reality Banshees. I'm going to grab a pen here.
So, Michelle, while he's reading, just or imagine the t-shirt
clickbait
ideas with these.
Corliss. Which one's going to be a t-shirt?
It could be like somebody on the dock.
Can I vote?
And they're like reeling something in.
You have to say, you could sway our chat.
Like your mouth open.
I think the idea was me and like an anthropomorphic fish character, like Dreamfinder and Figment, but me and a fish.
Love it.
I'm picturing just like a cartoonish Corliss sitting over a laptop with this like Grinch-like grin on him and these thought bubbles of like, rumor, breaking, and like money bags all sitting around him.
Yeah.
Oh, totally, all caps.
I think clickbait has won. Yeah, it's not even. It's not
really won.
It's not even close. All right, let's move on. Next up, we've got the STK Tumbleweeds versus my personal favorite, the Locicero Creepers.
Yes.
So what will
that
it be?
Win.
The Locicero Creepers or the STK Tumbleweeds?
We need a little.
Who is moving on?
We need a Creepers versus Clickbait matchup. We have to have that. We have to see that. Come on, chat.
Creepers.
Put the creepers
through.
We
got the
creepers.
All right.
What's the imagery?
Yeah, the creepers.
Like being hunched over.
Oh, it's me versus Nick in the next round. All right. It's on.
Love it.
Definitely a trench coat involved.
Oh, my God.
Do you have a fedora?
Oh. Yeah, you can wear my glow cube.
I just think it's me looking for my glasses in the wave pool at Typhoon Hotel. I think that's it. Just
moving
looking for my glasses.
We're moving on. The Muppet Courtyard. I can't speak after that. The Muppets Courtyard Balloon Busters or the DCA Paper Bags. DCA Paper Bags or the Muppets Courtyard Balloon Busters.
Balloon Busters.
So they took down the balloon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone in the chat yelled family show.
Yeah. Like you could.
Family show,
balloon,
Nick.
Or like just exploding. Paper bags are winning.
Looks like paper bags is winning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be paper bags. All right, the paper bags are moving on. Next up, we got the WDWNT.com psychotic comments or the tangled toilets / punzel poopers. So the Punzel Poopers / Tangled Toilets or the WDWNT.com psychotic comments.
Oh, there are some late balloon Muppet votes coming in.
The Punzel Poopers would just be the better graphic,
I think.
Although we need a good
comments.
Logo
comments
for the comments.
Comments is pulling ahead.
Yeah.
Well, on this show, it's not surprising. I mean, this show's all about
comments.
The psychotic.
It's
close.
Poopers, comments. The boomers, I love
that we have a chat room full of people writing comments or boomers.
Comments.
This is the genius
of
this
program. Wait, I'm going to snap that. Hang on, people.
Poopers seems to be pulling
poopers
ahead.
Win. All right. I'm sorry, psychotic comments. The poopers.
Yeah?
The poopers are moving.
The poopers
on.
Won?
A little late surge there, huh?
Wow. So it's Rapunzel poopers?
Punzel poopers.
Punzel poopers.
All right, we're moving on. The Tomorrowland Cabanas versus the ABC Commissary Dysentery. ABC Commentary Dysentery.
Commissary.
Jeez. The ABC Commissary Dysentery or the Tomorrowland Cabanas. Vote now.
And people want to know where you got the sci-fi glass. I'm assuming sci-fi?
Sci-fi is currently available. Sure. It's not something you can't still get. Yeah, it's not old.
But your target audience weighing in there with a question?
Got it at the ABC commissary.
Looks like ABC is definitely pulling
all right, the commissary
voting.
Dysentery, finally. That was the one carryover from last year. Run Disney Dash for cash or the Universal Studios Screens with a Z? Universal Studios Screens or the Run Disney Dash for cash?
Dash for cash, for sure. I mean,
right?
100% accurate. Bloody. What? Oh.
You just have a
screens.
Runner with,
uh-oh.
Like.
Screens.
Money.
Everyone wants
spewing
screens.
Out of their pockets.
All right, the screens are moving. That's one that's going to get us sued. Screens moving on. All right, here we go. It's the I-4 Volcanoes versus the River Country Zika. What's going to move on?
Come
the
on.
River Country Zika or the I-4 Volcanoes?
Again.
Which water park shall it be?
Imagine a Zika shirt.
The one that's not open or the one that's not open?
Right.
That's
Zika,
you know,
Zika,
Jason, that's
Zika,
very valid.
Zika. Zika.
It's close.
Looks like Zika's
you got one
winning.
I-4.
Oh, Zika's
one
beaten
I-4.
Volcano. Yeah. Right?
Ooh, crazy yeah. Mosquito, like a
wow.
Vicious-looking mosquito.
I loved I-4 Volcanoes. I'm really sad.
That would be a good team jersey.
Like, it's going to be Zika.
Like if you made it in a jersey design.
Yeah, Zika won.
The angry Zika.
That's another
unfortunate. All right, get ready for this one, Michelle.
Statement on tonight's show. Yeah, these are going to be offensive, folks. Anyway.
It gets better.
All right, next up. Better. Yeah, here we go. The International Gateway Gondolas or the Golden Churro Shower? The Golden Churro Shower. Because there were golden churros at Disneyland, and they were showered with the gold dust to make them golden. I'm clarifying why this is a thing. The golden churro shower or the gondolas.
I'm crying.
Oh, it's close.
Close?
Michelle's, let's let Michelle
a lot of gondolas.
Michelle's picture in the churro.
Michelle's thinking about.
How about a churro gondola?
It's really close.
You could put the golden churro shower on the side of the.
All
gondola.
Right, it's so close that so we have to decide. Are we going with golden churro shower?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Golden churro shower is moving on. Nick, you know what I think would be a great idea, because you've got all these rounds of March Madness going on tonight. What if we continue this in between rounds? We give people some time to call in. Does that make sense?
That's
an excellent idea.
Isn't that an excellent idea? So this is going to continue through the night. We got much more March tragic.
Corliss versus Los Cicero.
It's next round. So what's going to happen is we're going to come back.
Hysterical.
And we're going to begin March Madness, our tournament of Walt Disney World table service restaurants. We got our next round, which is, what's the next round even called? It's the second
two.
Round.
Round two, Tom.
We can come
two.
Up with Golden Churro Shower, but a name for the second round was difficult. So round two of March Madness, table service restaurants, more March tragic, all this and more coming your way on WDW News Tonight. Stay tuned. Welcome back. Josh is yelling about how much he's sweating in the studio anyway.
Overheat.
Welcome back to WDW News Tonight. We're live on FM radio. What is the 105.5? Right?
105.5 FM.
I never
AM 660 The Answer.
AM 1520 WBZW. We're live at listen.wdwnt.com on YouTube and as well in WDWNT the app, which had a really awesome update. Jason, what was the update? today that was put out.
So two major improvements. One is that the app now streams the WW News Tonight live every Wednesday
if
at
you want
9
audio.
p.m. You don't even have to have the app open. It just starts streaming Tom's voice at 9 p.m. no matter what.
All your wildest dreams are about to come true, Lee.
Yes. No, it connects
to the
stream
automatically. As long as it
includes golden churro showers. Sorry. Oh, Jesus.
let's mute Michelle again.
Deal.
Let's do that.
It connects to the stream automatically at 9, so you just have to open the app and hit play, and you'll hear Tom's voice every Wednesday at 9 p.m., mm-hmm. unless we're off that week. And then the images for the news articles were screwed up for a while because of... Because it's some issues.
Images are screwed up. We fixed it. Enjoy the app update.
Yes.
Another exciting app update. Things were broken. We fixed them. Enjoy.
We fixed it.
Anyway. Yeah, cool.
All right.
Good stuff.
So, Nick, it's time. Give me that music.
Oh, let's do it.
Music, all right.
I think so.
Welcome back to the 2017 edition of WWNT March Madness, our tournament of table service restaurants. Last week, we completed the first round. All 32 of those matchups. We're moving on to round two tonight. Nick, can you tell everybody how this is going to work?
Yes, I can. So we're going into round two tonight. We started with 64 restaurants around Walt Disney World. We now have 32. We're going to play the rest of the rounds tonight. We're going to crown a champion by the end of the night. Now, you guys, a lot of you guys out there, record number of you signed up to register to be participants in this game. And those of you that are signed up and registered, of course, you know you can make a difference tonight. Now, we have seven panelists.
Seven?
Yeah, seven. So for each one of these matchups between restaurants, we're each going to cast one vote. At the end of the voting, if you want to change one of the outcomes or affect one of the outcomes, change the vote totals, and you're a registered participant, and we'll check that out, you can call us tonight, 407-774-8255. Have that number handy, 407-774-8255. Now, remember, you can only call in and vote once. Once, all right? And
For the whole night?
Once for the whole night.
Okay.
And that's once even, for tonight. Even yes. If you called in last week, you get another
correct.
Exactly. Even if you called in last week. So you get one vote tonight. Your vote counts as two votes. So you can vote for the restaurant of your choice to either maybe make one of the other restaurants get them knocked out. Get your restaurant back in. So you could vote once tonight if counts as two, and you could try to move your teams along. Now, if you're not registered tonight, you could just sit back and listen, have some fun. You'll still have a great time listening to us. This thing gets wacky, results change, crazy things happen. But if you are in the chat at listen.wdwnt.com, you can also put in a vote as well. In all caps, just put in I vote for and the name of a restaurant. At the end of the rounds, we will pick one of those. Are we doing one per round? Did we decide that? Did we actually?
Yeah. Right. I'm going to, at random, in the middle of the round, just write one down.
Excellent.
So that way it's in the before we even know
random.
What
yeah.
everybody
good.
Has
good.
Picked.
Good, good, good.
That'll be nice and fair.
You could vote for one, and it's all random there. It doesn't really matter what the outcome is. It's all random. If your comment in the chat is randomly chosen, you get a prize from Theme Park Connection. At the end of the night, we'll count up your totals. Second round counts as 1 point for your teams. The Sweet 16 and Elite 8 are 2 points each for your team's wins. And the Fantastic Four in the championship round count as 3 points for your team winning. So good luck, everybody. We have five people with 4 points going into tonight. That means all four of their teams won a matchup in round one. But we have a ton with 3 points. It's anybody's game. At the end of the night, the top 8 point totals will get a prize from Theme Park Connection, with the top person getting the big prize pack from Theme Park Connection.
There you go. By the way, there's like a petition in the chat for a My Friend Gabe shirt.
Yes.
For Josh.
I like that.
People are saying they'd buy it. Or a shirt where Josh is just screaming prices at Gabe. Anyway,
and so we know there's a delay. We're gonna have a little bit of a if you're listening online or whatever, we're gonna have a little bit of a pause at the end of each round to get in your photos. But once we decide to move on, we decide to move on.
Yeah, we're gonna play through those March Tragic rounds in between. So
there you go.
Keep that in mind. All right, let me introduce you to the illustrious panel of seven that we have.
Seven.
Yeah, seven. There's me, of course. There's Nick. We got in the studio. Josh, you have a camera, Josh? No?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you don't know. Anyway, Josh of ECCWDW.com is joining us here in the studio. And then from around WDWNT.com, we've got Ashley Jasmer. Hello, Ashley. Maybe. Can't hear you.
Hey.
Hello. Hi.
Yeah.
Hey. Sorry. Hi.
Yeah.
Jason's not working the camera. So anyway, David.
I'm not working the camera. No.
No.
Sorry. I was trying to order my pirate shirt. I was distracted.
Oh, there you go.
You have 2 days to do
it.
It's
unlikely.
David Smith.
It's true.
And Marcy Smith.
Look, it's true.
Hello.
And Jason Diffendahl, who's behind a board. There's the board. There's the bracket. I pulled up the bracket now. Jason has also put it in the chat for everybody. But if you're watching live on YouTube, you can see these brackets live. But don't worry. We'll, if you're listening on the radio or audio, we'll talk you through it. So, all right. We're going to begin this round. Let's get this thing going, shall we?
Yes.
So the next matchup we've got is Ohana.
Ah. Michelle, what's the first matchup?
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
That would be Ohana versus Garden Grill. Thanks, Nick.
Sorry, I
forgot. All right.
Ohana and Garden Grill. So Ohana's a one seed, Garden Grill. What is that, an eight?
Yeah, I think so.
There you go.
I can't see that.
So Ohana at the Polynesian versus Garden Grill in the Land Pavilion at Epcot. Josh, you're the guest. What do you got?
That's a tough one.
Okay.
Enthralling radio as
I like
always.
Your Duffy hat.
Yes, sir. Last week you hated Ohana.
Yeah.
But this week, not so much.
I think he hates Garden Grill too, and that's really the problem.
I don't hate Garden. You hate Garden Grill?
Remember, Marcy gets sick on this one.
I don't think there's a restaurant on this list that I like.
Oh, well, yeah, we didn't put any of the lounges. So, I mean.
Sorry, there isn't a Chili's in Disney World.
Oh, burn. Marcy, if you knew anything, it's Miller's Ale House.
Okay.
And they have a happy hour, which is you'd actually be losing money by not going.
We don't have one in Disney World. So.
That's all right. He's the polar opposite of Disney food blog. So. Oh.
My face was trying to smile, but my brain was just saying no.
Anyway.
See, that
so Garden Grill or Ohana, Josh.
Quick.
Ohana.
Done.
Okay, that's a one.
Why?
Let's prolong this. Is
no,
that your
right. Fine, Ohana.
Because of the lady who plays the ukulele. Let's get to
She's
it.
Wonderful.
She is.
I get sick when the Garden Grill
the spinning of the Garden Grill also makes me nauseous.
Marcy, we know what you're going to pick.
Terrible.
But go ahead.
I'm picking Ohana because I don't want to take Bonine before I have to go eat.
I agree.
All right. So we got two for Ohana. David.
What's the height requirement on Garden Grill?
I'm going with Ohana as well.
Oh, we got another one for Ohana. All right. Ashley?
I'm going with Ohana, too.
Ooh, a lot of Ohanas. Jason?
I got to go with Ohana.
Wow. Nick?
Yeah, definitely Ohana.
Yeah, Ohana. That's a blowout.
Yeah, 7-0.
I also vote Ohana.
Sorry if you... Okay,
but that makes it even. Can't have evenness.
You get to announce.
Okay,
you've
I don't get a vote.
Okay. My role.
I didn't count my own vote.
You
so
get to
fine.
Try to sway people. That's your thing. You could sway people.
Well, I already said the ukulele. Yeah.
He's the vice
She's
president.
Delightful.
She can. I think down if it's a tie.
I think Michelle swayed.
I'm the lobbyist.
All right.
Yeah.
Guys, at this rate, we're going to be here till 1. So let's keep going.
We got one Garden Grill vote in the chat.
Next matchup.
No, those don't count. I'm going to look for one at random
game.
At some point.
We don't count
no
game.
Votes. Okay. From Clickbait. Clickbait voted for Ohana. Anyway. All right, next matchup, Michelle.
Kona Cafe versus Skipper Canteen.
Kona Cafe at the Polynesian versus the Jungle Cruise. Skipper Canteen at the Magic Kingdom. Josh, what do you think?
Skipper Canteen.
Okay. Nick?
Yeah, it's a hard one. I'm going to go with Kona. I have more experience there, so sticking with that.
Okay. Marcy?
They're both really good, but Kona serves more meals than Skipper Canteen, so I'd have to go with Kona.
Still doing this. David?
I don't know. I hate this matchup. I'm going to go Skipper Canteen.
Ooh, we're in a dead heat.
Ashley?
I have to pick Skipper Canteen. I don't necessarily like all their food, but I still really love the concept of it, and I wish they would do more restaurants like this. So.
Okay. Jason?
Still my favorite.
as much as I love Skipper Canteen, I think their mugs are kind of cheap.
this is what it's about, mugs.
So and they don't have Tonga Toe, so I'm going with Kona.
I'm going with Skipper Canteen. I've never had a real bad meal there.
All right, that one's a 4-3. So
for Skipper,
that, yeah, 4-3 for Skipper.
Chad is voting.
So that could flip. So if you have Kona, you want to take that on top. 407-774-8255 to vote.
All right, next matchup.
Next would be the Rosen Crown versus Boathouse.
Rosen Crown or Boathouse, Nick?
Oh, that's not even close. Boathouse blows that away.
Josh.
Boathouse.
Is your mic on?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's the Boathouse.
Ashley.
Boathouse.
David.
Yeah, Boathouse.
Marcy.
I don't know how you can vote for the Boathouse. We haven't eaten there.
But you have been to Rosen Crown, and it's that bad.
Love it.
Don't give away the magic.
I'm going to have to vote Rosen Crown because I've actually had their food.
Yeah. Ooh. My girl.
Nope. Who hasn't gone? Jason, did you go?
No.
What are you picking?
Rose and Crown.
Rose.
Michelle,
and, 4-2.
Michelle and Marcy need to hang out. They both get sick on Garden Grill, and they both like Rosen Crown.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm also I'm going with Boathouse because Boathouse is the best restaurant at Walt Disney World sometimes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sometimes well, game over then.
Yeah, Boathouse wins.
Game over.
I don't have that power. We gave the people the power.
Did we?
I wish Boathouse was the best restaurant at Walt Disney World. Unfortunately, it's not.
But... All right. Well, we continue then.
5-2 Boathouse.
Next. We have Grand Floridian Cafe versus the Sci-Fi Dine-In.
Oh, this is tough. Nick?
I don't think it's that tough. I think the... No, I mean, I food-wise, yes.
This is why you have a creeper shirt.
Then the atmosphere takes Sci-Fi to the next level. Love it. So Sci-Fi.
Okay.
Josh?
Sci-Fi.
Jason?
Sci-Fi.
You are not Jason. Jason!
Josh tells me I need to vote Sci-Fi, so I guess I need to vote Sci-Fi.
I appreciate it. I just wish I knew where you got that cup from.
We got three Grand Floridians in the chat.
Marcy.
Four.
Yeah, Sci-Fi is the best drive-in movie theater you will find in the United States, so I'm definitely
out of
sci-fi.
Three.
4-0 Sci-Fi so far.
David.
Five.
It's five? Not as easy as I thought. I'm going to stick with Sci-Fi, though.
Now it's six.
No, it's not. You counted Josh twice because he said.
Oh,
yeah, I think you
did.
You did. Okay, thank you.
Josh.
Yeah,
Ashley, I picked Sci-Fi.
Ashley.
Sci-Fi.
Well, then there you go. Now it's six. Now it's a
you know, I love the Grand Floridian Cafe, but I've got the cup, and it'd be real silly not to pick Sci-Fi.
7-0.
Yeah. Seven.
Seven. So we got 2 7-0s here in the second round. Yeah. So Sci-Fi, 7-0 over Grand Floridian. All right, next matchup.
Next is Tifton's.
What? Tiffin's?
Tiffin's.
Well, yeah. No second tea.
It's really tiny. And Morimoto Asia.
Josh.
I don't know. That's tough. Like
they are both very good.
Like Tiffin's, you can't get out of there at lunch for less than $28. A dinner starts at $29 if you want the curry, but it's like $50 for the steak. At Morimoto, I can go in there any day of the week and get like a nice ramen for $17. I'm going Morimoto. I love Tiffin's. I'm going Morimoto.
Morimoto.
Nick.
Iron Chef.
Yes, he is. Nick. Oh, Nick's on the phone. Jason.
This really, to me, is no contest. I think Tiffin's is far superior to Morimoto.
David?
I think it's ridiculous if this is a second round matchup. Because I like them both, but I can... Morimoto Asia is my favorite restaurant and property, so I'm going with that.
Oh. Wow.
Marcy?
I'm going to go with Morimoto. Also, I really like that they have the street food option in addition to dining in, so definitely have to go with them.
Ashley?
Morimoto, for almost the exact same reasons that Marcy said. I love being able to walk up and just get food.
Does that mean if, like, Pizza Fari was called Tiffin Street Food, you would vote for it?
No, because it's not as good as Morning Buddy.
Well, I definitely would classify the cheeseburger flatbread as street food. So, I mean... Well, as in, it was in the street, and it got run over several times. What number are we at here? What's the voting at?
You've got 4-1, Morimoto.
Who hasn't gone?
Me.
Nick.
Tiffin's.
I'm also going with Tiffin's, because other than Boathouse, I think Tiffin's is probably the best restaurant at Walt Disney World. Morimoto's got it right now, though, right?
4-3.
4-3,
Morimoto. But!
Uh-oh.
We have a call-in vote for Tiffin's!
Yay!
And Tiffin's takes the lead!
Yes, it does.
Yay, Tiffin's!
All right, right now, Tiffin's up.
And that counts as 2 points for
it
Tiffin's,
does.
Right?
So it's 5-4.
So it's 5-4 Tiffin's over Morimoto Asia right now. If you want to change that, 407-774-8255.
Wow.
All right, we got time. Let's move on to our next match.
Trails End versus California Grill.
I want Jason to lead off this one because he has an amazing story about it.
So my sister texted me today, and she says, you better not let California Grill lose out to a barbecue joint in a glorified trailer park.
Wow.
Dang.
Wow.
Those are some very strong feelings.
And she's in the chat, although it looks like she's already disowned me because I picked Tiffin's over Morimoto. I think Morimoto is her favorite restaurant.
It's good. It's good stuff.
But she hasn't been to Tiffin's, so. But anyway, as much as I like Trails End, I really, California Grill can't be that bad.
Want to bet?
So what's the vote?
So my vote is California Grill.
Okay.
All right. David.
I mean, I don't want to get disowned twice in one night.
David.
You're about to get disowned three times if you don't fall in line, Diffindoll. Take you to Tusker House, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, David.
All right. I have a confession. I wasn't that impressed with Trails Inn. I'm going to go with California.
All right.
Marcy.
I'm going with California Grill. It has better atmosphere than Trails End.
Ashley.
I'm going with Trails End.
Yay! Nick, I know where you're going.
Yeah,
do it.
I mean, Trails End. It's just good.
It's Josh.
Good, it's the fun. Grill.
It's fun.
Josh went with California Grill.
4-2.
I'm going with Trails End.
Yes.
California Grill is the most overrated restaurant at Walt Disney World. It's not bad, but I think Trails End, for the money, you get a tremendous value.
It's fun to get to.
That chili is so good.
It is.
And the cornbread.
Oh, so good. 4-3.
Fun to get to.
4-3 California
Grill. It's not fun to get to. It's the one thing I think that will keep it from winning.
But. This one's changeable. I know a lot of people have Trails End out there. 407-774-8255.
So California Grill's the current leader for three.
Yep.
Is that right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Let's put a pin in this for now.
Yeah.
We'll continue round two.
We've made it so far, though. Oh, boy. It's going to be a long night.
He's on the phone, so I don't know what happens now.
What's your last name? Well, I could talk for a minute.
Okay.
It's clickbait account in the chat. For
yeah, clickbaits once.
Breaking news. California Grill wins. Fake news. Yep.
Yeah.
Good job. So, yeah, we're going to keep going in hour two with this. We got more of the March Tragic T-shirt tournament coming up as well and much, much more. Well, or you could just interrupt before the commercial break.
Yeah, before we go, we got to vote for Morimoto Asia. Flipping that back on to the top.
Ooh, by 1 point.
We'll see what happens. This commercial break is probably going to be insane. Come back. All the brackets will be completely different when we return for hour two. Stay tuned. News tonight. Before we continue with March Madness, a couple housekeeping notes. Next week, we're back on April 5th. We're going to talk a lot about that WDWNT, the 10th anniversary event that's coming up real soon. We got a lot more to talk about with that. WDWNT, the map game, is coming back. Nick, you ready for the map game next week? Everybody's favorite.
Actually, you know what I'm ready for?
Come on. You can't let me have a moment.
Nope, we got a vote in for the California Grill.
Oh, so that's two.
Yes, right? That's two. Six. So
6-3.
6-3. California Grill extends its lead over Trails End.
There you go. Can I continue now?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks. The map game next week.
I'm excited.
We're going to have a review of the Bon Voyage breakfast at Trattoria Al Forno. That's that new character breakfast. We're going Sunday, Josh. You excited?
Please don't say where I'm going to be. Yeah, I'm stoked.
No comment.
I missed.
We might be going at some point soon.
Yeah.
Before Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And an undisclosed time and date.
It'll be like 2 o'clock Trattoria breakfast. 4:35.
Also next week, the wonderful world of psychotic comments and Who Hates Tom will be back. And also, because it's around April Fool's, we're going to be talking funny moments in Disney attractions and perhaps what is the funniest attraction of all time. All that and much more next week on WDW News Tonight. Michelle, who brings us WDW News Tonight each and every week?
Well, would that be Wigs, or would that be
That would magical be Magical Travel.
Gotcha.
Magical
Skipping travel. Wigs. WDWNT, or WDW News Tonight, as we like to call it, is brought to you by Magical Travel. Magical Travel is an authorized Disney vacation planner and is always ready to assist you in making your next trip to the Walt Disney World Resort, Disneyland Resort, or aboard the Disney Cruise Line even more magical. Right now, if you book by March 30th, 2017, for stays most nights, April 9th through June 10th of 2017, you can save up to 25% on a Walt Disney World hotel room. For more information on this special offer and many more, visit magicaltravel.com and book your next Disney trip today.
Someone in the chat said, Bon Voyage! I had to say.
Nice.
Anyway.
It's me, IRL.
You know, Tom, I think our sponsors are going to be nice to us and let us skip this break so we can get right back.
Oh, are they?
To the three, they are.
Then let's get right back to the madness.
Yep. I talked to the gold people and the low-cost airlines people and the web.com people.
Great.
They're all cool with it. So.
Thanks, Cafe Positano,
yes,
for letting it slide. All right.
Thanks, Maelstrom.
Thanks, Maelstrom.
Meals on wheels.
Next matchup.
Michelle, next matchup.
Flying Fish versus Splitsville.
Flying Fish or Splitsville, Josh.
Garbage or garbage? You got to go garbage. I'm a flying fish guy.
Flying fish. All right. Nick.
Flying fish.
You know, that makes abracadabra smell disgusting.
Abracadabra.
Interesting. Never thought about that.
It smells so gross. Yep. Just saying.
It's the best part.
My favorite part is the drink menu at abracadabra.
I love the drink menu.
Well, it's changing, so in your face.
No.
They have a test menu right
now. Are they fruiting it up?
How much you want to bet?
If they fruit it up.
Oh, they're fruiting it up, man.
Freaking.
Fruit it up!
God,
in your face.
Classic.
You can't get your garbage drinks anymore.
Garbage drinks are classic.
All right, Jason.
This is so tough because I don't even know.
Splitsville's good.
Never has anyone cared less about two options.
I like
that.
That's kind of where I was going, yes.
Which, you like
I don't give
show?
A flying fish.
I'm just going to go with flying fish.
Splitsville has some good sushi options and entertainment. Can we just, you know, bring that in there?
It does.
David.
It's a good time.
That Michelle, that is exactly why I'm going to Splitsville.
Yes.
There you go, Marcy.
My man.
Yeah, I'm going to Splitsville because it has better seafood than flying fish.
Yeah.
Ashley.
3-2. So far.
Same. They swayed me. Oof. It is.
Yes.
Three.
What? You can drink and have sushi. What more could you want?
Yeah. Is it sushi?
You know,
okay?
I like, really? It's
good.
Solid.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You know, I like both of these, but Flying Fish gave me, honestly, the best steak I've ever had at Walt Disney World.
You had fish? I mean, steak at a fish place?
Cow.
Someone else ordered it. It was spectacular.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah. Flying Fish.
Also, the
fish.
Josh, what is that pasta?
Steak, apparently. It's great.
The lobster?
The lobster pasta was awesome.
Ooh.
Really great. Flying Fish
flying
for me.
Fish.
But Splitsville's still great. Like, it's not an easy choice.
4-3 right now. You could sway it. 407-774-8255. Next matchup.
50's Primetime Cafe or Sana. Or Sana.
Sana or 50's Primetime. Josh, what are you doing?
Sana.
Sana.
Who doesn't want to be berated?
50's Primetime doesn't have bread service, thankfully.
I do that a lot.
Splitsville?
Marcy.
50's Primetime, because the only good thing about Sana is the bread service.
Oh, get out of here. Bad.
What did Josh vote for?
Get out of here.
Josh,
I've had several meals there.
Sana.
David.
50's Primetime.
That meatloaf tastes like a car ran over
Yes,
it.
But they yell at you. And
Not
you know,
since
what is
1997.
Yeah. What is
now you yell at them about how bad your food is.
Hey, that's how Mama makes it, and you're going to eat it, and you're going to like it.
I'm leaving.
We'll give you milkshakes. At
David.
I am not standing in any more corners, Sana.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Ashley.
Sana.
Jason.
I'm going to vote 50's Primetime.
Ooh,
why?
Dead heat.
Because I can make Tom stand in a corner. The waitress won't do it, but I still can.
That's right.
Let's stand in a corner at Sana.
Yes. With edible food. That'd be great.
They have a really good peanut butter and jelly milkshake. Just saying.
They do. Nick?
I guess it's semi-debatable, but I mean, Sana has so many better options.
Yeah. Mm. I just ate at Sana the other night, and we had an unbelievable meal. Sana is wonderful. Primetime used to be good. They got rid of the s'mores. You don't have the viewfinder for the desserts anymore. The viewmaster for the desserts anymore.
It's just not the same.
So they tanked it.
Yeah. Oh. Well,
absolutely tanked it. So Sana, it would have been maybe a fight 10 years ago, but I still...
Tom's voting still Sana, yeah.
Sana, yeah.
Yeah. So 5-2, Sana. Sana, we'll move on to round two unless someone changes that. That's the end of the first half of the second round. 407-774-8255 if you want to change any of our... decision so far. Michelle, next matchup.
Next would be Our Guest versus Coral Reef. Hmm.
Marcy.
Be Our Guest, for sure.
David.
It's not that much of a secret, but the Be Our Guest dinner is not that great. I'm going with Coral Reef.
Ashley.
But the gray stuff, it's delicious.
The food has gone down, but I still get to eat in the castle. I'm going with Be Our Guest.
Nice.
Jason.
It's not that much of a secret, but the food at both of these places is pretty nice. But even though the food isn't the best, the atmosphere at Be Our Guest really is unbeatable. So I'm going with Be Our Guest.
Try the gray stuff. It's all right.
It's mediocre at best.
It's something.
What does it taste like? What flavor is it?
Hazelnut? It tastes like delicious. That's what it's flavored in.
Gray.
Gray.
Cookies and cream.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's good. I like the gray stuff. Nick, what do you like?
I love Coral Reef, but I could get that kind of stuff other places, so I'm going with
Bonefish Grill.
So I'm going with atmosphere here, so Be Our Guest.
Josh.
Well, I've never been to either restaurant.
Excuse me.
You and I can go to Be Our Guest together.
Jerk. He's been to both.
I think he's going with Gabe.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mandate.
I'll tell you, Gabe, if you're out there, and I know you are, I will take you out to dinner at whatever restaurant wins, as long as it's not expensive.
I don't think Trail's End's going to win, right?
And if it's expensive, as long as you promise to just order an appetizer.
4-1, Be Our Guest so far.
Be Our Guest.
Be Our Guest.
5-1.
I'm going to Be Our Guest. Coral Reef is so hit or miss.
Move? Because sorry, answering the chat.
Oh. 6-1, Be Our Guest. It moves on for right now.
Yeah.
Next matchup.
Next is Crystal Palace and Monsieur Paul.
Don't worry, they're both disappointing. As disappointing as you made them sound.
Thank you.
Josh, what are you going with?
I don't think Monsieur Paul is disappointing. I think if you're a couple, it's the best restaurant at Epcot to go for a nice meal. So I'm going with Paul.
And it's
gonna
be quiet.
Boku's got the longest-running 3 Michelin star restaurant in the world.
It's not good, though. I'm just going to go now. I'm picking Crystal Palace, and I hate both of these places because Monsieur Paul, I had the
worst. I can't believe you're picking
experience.
Crystal Palace.
I had the worst experience in Monsieur Paul.
You go opening night?
No. It was a week after. Shut up.
Nick, I don't even want to go there.
Nick, what do you want?
I never eat either one of these places, but like I hear people like Monster Paul, so I'm going to pick that, I guess.
Is that, do they
no
bring
one
out...
goes to Crystal Palace. I mean, like, I guess you go with the kids and want a buffet, right? I don't know.
Hey,
I know
what the they day,
that,
I went
that 11 o'clock dinner.
They do serve three meals, Paddle.
Oh, God.
That's true.
I mean, all breakfast and dinner. That's it.
I don't even like French dinner all day.
Jason.
I can't, I don't know.
Crystal Palace is like the worst table service in the Magic
How did
Kingdom.
It make it this far to begin with?
I don't know. Somehow it made it past Whisper
it
Canyon,
must
which is
have
unbelievable.
Been user vote, listener
but,
vote.
But it had to be close enough.
I'm voting for Matt Paul.
It's Monsieur Paul.
Yeah, by the way, real quick, that was one that went back and forth like twice. Oh, yeah. So
Marcy.
I'm voting for Crystal Palace because I love poo.
Yeah, but
sounds about
that's
right.
Also what you get to eat there.
Oh, Talk stop.
Thanks, Jason, for spelling out the joke.
Lasagna's really good.
David.
Monsieur Paul, but not happy about it.
Ashley.
Same as David. I'm not really overly thrilled about it either, but I can't vote for Crystal Palace.
So it's 5-2, Monsieur Paul. There you go.
A convincing victory.
Done.
Next
up, we have Artist's Point versus another French restaurant, Les Chefs de France.
Ashley.
Artist's Point.
Okay, Marcy.
Chefs de France.
David.
I guess I'm going to go with Chefs de France.
Jason.
My quota is one French restaurant per night, so I can't vote for Le Chef's. I got to vote for Artist's Point at this time.
Dead meat.
Nick.
This is purely personal. I feel like more people might like Le Chef's, but I'm going with Artist's Point just because I don't like French food, and I had a good meal at Artist's Point.
All right. Josh?
I have a problem because it's Artist's Point, but at the same time, it's also Chef de France. There's no Le, and there's no apostrophe S. So if they're both wrong, what do you vote for? Chef doesn't take tables for dinner anymore. Artist's Point is garbage. Garbage, excuse me. Chef's.
This is tough because both of these
I
are...
I couldn't follow
somewhat,
that logic.
Both of these are somewhat disappointing, but I've had good lunches at Chef's. So
3-3. Chef's!
4-3.
4-3. This one easily flippable. 407-774-8255 if you want to use your vote here in round two. Next matchup.
Captain's Grill versus Brown Derby. How many votes did STK get last week?
Not enough to make it. Don't worry about it.
I voted for STK.
I went there on Tuesday, which may have been why I was sick on Wednesday. But it was delicious.
Now those tumbleweeds are covered in...
STK only got 4 votes. Virtually. So it was 4-3, but then Le Chef's got 2 more listener votes and blew it away. Yeah.
So, yeah, this is like picking children. Nick, what do you think?
Captain's or Brown Derby?
Brown Derby.
Josh.
Are you kidding me? Brown Derby.
Chop salad's very delicious.
Jason.
My sister votes for Brown Derby, and I don't want to get disowned again.
She re-owned you in the chat. If you
Marcy.
Didn't
know.
Brown Derby, definitely.
David.
Brown Derby.
Dang.
Ashley.
Brown Derby.
It is.
You know, I love both of these. Just so it's not a sweep, I'm going to pick Captain's Grill.
There you go.
Sympathy vote. They're both wonderful.
Uh-oh, we've got callers. This might change it up a bit.
I most likely will. But let's keep it going. Then.
Okay.
Let's go on the next match.
Next up is Cinderella's Royal Table and Nine Dragons.
Josh.
Nine Dragons.
That's a sushi bar.
Jason.
Cinderella's Royal Table is the second most overrated restaurant in all of Walt Disney World.
That's not
Nine
good.
Dragons.
No, that's not good.
David.
All right. It may be overrated, but at least it's edible food. I'm going to Cinderella.
Marcy.
Marcy's shaking her head.
Yes. Cinderella's Royal Table. Nine Dragons is disgusting.
Unbelievable. Ashley.
2-2.
I really like Nine Dragons. But again, it's a castle. You get to eat in the castle. That's the whole that's one of the whole points of going to Disney World is to eat in castles. So
you don't only like a certain amount of people get to eat there, though. It's not like everybody gets
the whole point of going to Disney World.
But
if you don't get your reservation there, you might as well cancel your trip.
Cancel your trip. That's right. Try again next year.
Nick is still on the phone. Nick, you ready to vote? He's not listening.
He's Nine Dragons.
Nick!
Yeah.
What are you picking?
Cinderella versus Nine Dragons?
Yeah.
Cinderella.
You know, just to stick up for Josh and I's beloved Nine Dragons, I'm going to pick Nine Dragons.
Mm-hmm. And Cinderella wins by a score of 4-3.
It's close.
You're cute, Gabe. Call it in.
Come on, Gabe. Josh will be your best friend.
Taking you to dinner there.
All right.
Can I come videotape
Nick? What did Nick?
Gabe?
What did people ruin? All
right. Nick is on the phone.
He's on the phone. So let's right, Nick. Do people ruin things?
All right, we got a vote in for artist's point.
Ooh.
Swings that around to a 5-4 lead over Le Chefs de France.
De France.
De France.
Is that it? Nope.
All right, we got another vote for... I'm dropping keyboards and everything. We got another vote for Artist Foy.
Ooh.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes.
Pulling away.
Poor chefs.
Brings it over 7-4.
Seven.
Yes, seven. 7-4 over Le Chefs de France.
Okay. Uh-oh. Yet another one.
We got a vote in for Le Chefs de France.
Oh, jeez.
Uh-oh. Artist Point still ahead by one.
Still ahead by one, but that one's now a 7-6.
What is the number to call?
407-774-8255. Yeah, so...
Hello, this is Jill. I'd like to put in a vote for Chefs de France.
7-6 right now over Chefs de France. So the last two were Brown Derby 6-1 over Captain's Grill and Cinderella's Royal Table 4-3 over Nine Dragons.
That is correct.
All right, let's move on to our next matchup.
Next we have Tusker House versus Boma.
They're so similar.
Yeah, except one's good.
That's true. Jason, why don't you lead us off then?
Let's go with Boma, the good one.
Marcy.
Boma, it's my favorite buffet on property.
David.
Still don't know how Tusker House won last week. Definitely Boma.
Ashley.
Boma.
Josh.
Based on a meal I had there in 1992, I'm going with Boma.
It wasn't even open yet. Nick.
Boma's my favorite buffet on property.
Yeah, I gotta go with Boma.
Hmm. Landslide.
Yeah.
Is it 7-0?
Yep.
Yeah.
I've never been.
I think Boma's swept both, has it not?
Yeah, it has.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Is that for me or you?
It is for me. This is interesting. We got to vote for Nine Dragons.
Yeah!
Nine Dragons is now in the lead with 5-4.
Nine Dragons is going to knock out Royal Table. This is my favorite day.
You called this last week, too.
I did call it last week.
All right, two more matchups in this round.
All right.
Next up, we have The Wave versus...
Jiko.
Josh.
There's
an N in there. Wave. That was Jinko.
Why?
I don't like Jiko.
All right. You told me you had some bad meals there.
I've had 5 bad meals there.
Is it just the spices that get to you?
Yeah, I hate.
I've heard
like,
that
flavor.
Put down your paper, Josh.
Nick,
I like Jiko, but I'm not a fan of going there that much. And you, you like the Wave breakfast just pulls it ahead. I love that thing so much. Since you introduced me to that, you introduced me to a lot of breakfast. Do you realize that?
Yep. You didn't want to wake up before noon before we met. So.
Breakfast? What's that? I've heard of brunch.
I just go to work. I don't do anything fun.
That is me.
Very true.
Jason.
You know, The Wave serves more meals. Jiko only serves dinner, which is very disappointing. And it's two dining plan credits. So I'm going with The Wave.
One more time. What's your name?
Marcy.
The Wave is too beige. I like Jiko.
All right.
It's blue in the waiting area.
David.
It is.
But everything else is beige.
You're all crazy. Definitely Jiko.
All right. Ashley. Thank
you. The Wave.
Ooh.
So what is the score?
4-2.
Somebody's sleeping on the couch.
4-2 for what,
tonight.
Wave?
Yeah.
This is so tough. The Wave buffet breakfast is unbelievably good. Jiko is like also. Average. I've also had some entrees at Jiko that are just unbelievable. That appetizer, that wild boar appetizer, is awesome. Yeah. But I'm going to go with the Wave. I've also had good dinners at the Wave, and they have a better drink menu. There's some really fun stuff there. I'm going with the Wave.
There you go. 5-2.
All right, we got a vote in, a call-in vote for Le Chef's.
Wait a second.
Yeah, bringing that over Artist Point 8-7, right? There's
Yep.
All right. So 8-7, Le Chef's over Artist Point. That one's flip-flopping. And the Wave Geco close 5-2, so you could change that one maybe too. 407-774-8255.
Final. We've got the
final match of the round.
Paddlefish versus Via Napoli.
Josh.
Paddlefish.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Nick?
Paddlefish. Yeah, Via Napoli is the most overrated piece of crap.
Oh, pizza's so stop it. The pizza's so good.
I could get better pizza outside.
Jason.
Not going there for pizza.
You know, I love Paddlefish. It was amazing, but Via Napoli's pizza is second to none.
Mm.
So I'm going Via Napoli.
Marcy.
I'm going Paddlefish. I can get better pizza here in New York.
Thank you, yep. Marcy.
Exactly.
God, why would you go to Epcot to get pizza?
You're not in the Bronx, Marcy. You can't get better.
I live very close to New York City.
David.
You know, we don't get better pizza where we are. I'm going to Via Napoli.
Ashley.
You're from California. It doesn't count.
Oh, no. California Pizza Kitchen. Get out.
The gluten-free pizza is delish.
Get out of here with that gluten-free pizza.
Theirs is better.
I want
pizza.
Mine with extra gluten. Gluten it up. Ashley, please
sprinkle
go.
Some gluten on top.
Just sprinkle it on top.
I have to go with Via Napoli.
Ooh, it's tied now.
It's still tied.
I love Via Napoli, but I have been blown away by Paddlefish.
Yes.
I'm going with Paddlefish. As much as I love Via Napoli. Paddlefish, I've just had some really awesome meals there. I know it's new, so that's rough, but yeah.
So Paddlefish
Napoli
is
so loud and so hurried.
Yeah.
Paddlefish.
No, we've had better
water.
Service at Paddlefish.
Better
I thought that
drinks.
Better drinks. If I was in the mood for pizza, I would go to Via Napoli, but otherwise I would absolutely pick Paddlefish over Via Napoli.
Well, and just the ambiance of Paddlefish, too.
Yeah. No, it's gorgeous in there. So, yeah. So that concludes the round. We're going to keep the brackets up, so if you want to call in, you can vote. But, Nick, in that case, we're going to switch over to March Tragic. But the phone lines are open, 407-774-825. I don't know why we're looking at Jason's folder.
Before that, though. Well, no, we got the vote in randomly chosen from the chat.
Oh, yes. Who did we randomly choose?
Swanky Take. Swanky Jake.
Jake, I believe.
And his vote goes to Tiffins.
So that's another one for Tiffins.
Add that up, Michelle.
That's 2 points for Tiffins.
For Tiffins there.
That's 7-6.
So it flips that one, huh?
Yep. Tiffins is now ahead of Morimoto Asia.
WWNT.
Oh, and then we got more
or
calls.
Or as my mom likes to say,
well, Nick is taking that. We're going to open the... Yeah, so Swanky Jake, you're going to get a prize. Nick will give you all the info shortly. We'll tell you guys what to do if you win. We're going to continue the March Tragic Tournament while Nick's taking calls. Nick, we're going to hold off on... Nick, we're going to hold off on those.
We got voted in for Via Napoli.
Just do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. What am I here for?
Via Napoli.
He can't hear you when he doesn't have his headphones on.
Via Napoli. So that flips that one.
Yep, it's now ahead of Paddlefish. We can't let this stand, people. You need to call in 407-774-8255. Vote for Paddlefish. Do yourself a favor.
Can I do this now?
Yeah, go for it.
Thank you. You still can call in, and Nick will not interrupt me until I'm done with this. Let's do the next round of March Tragic. Please, in the chat, vote. There's a picture of a paddlefish. All right. They're not pretty. All right, our next shirt. Right, thank you. We're going to take the voting to the chat. Let's do it. Is it going to be, this is it, the clickbait Corliss? Or the Lo Cicero Creepers?
Come on, guys. I need
Which
this.
Which shirt do you want?
He's got nothing else.
Lo Cicero Creepers else, or the Clickbait Corliss?
I'm a Creepers guy.
I lurk.
Clickbait or Creepers?
We make fun of Tom all the time with the psychotic
Somebody writes, I don't want Tom or Nick on my shirt.
Creepers.
You want me on a shirt? How creepy would that be?
They want them combined?
It's real close.
Creepers. I think Creepers is ahead by one at the moment. Two.
There's more clickbait.
Now it's tied. Now it's tied. Oh, clickbait's geez. Now in the lane. Nick, you need to lobby. Oh, you're losing. Clickbait.
Guys,
you're
come
losing.
On.
More clickbait.
More clickbait.
Oh, there's a creeper.
No. Look, I'm very creepy. Have you ever seen me at the park? No, because I lurk in the bushes.
Some people are probably just voting twice. Some people are voting twice.
That's why you don't
see me. Anon 1924 just keeps voting.
He's voting for both. Mm.
Jason, I think I see a winner. I want to check with you. What do you think,
kids.
Jason?
It really looks like
women.
Clickbait is the winner.
I think
make.
So. I
what,
don't
if,
want
what if
to
we
make
exclude
it look like
Tom's family members?
Ridiculous.
They don't,
it's
they don't know
I'm
creepers.
Much more creepy than Tom is greedy.
That's not the...
Everyone's like, no.
In that case, it's clickbait.
Clickbait, Corliss, moving on. I think that other shirt just would be really uncomfortable for people to wear. It's the problem.
I'd
much rather have the creeper shirt, but I don't know when I could wear it.
You have to wear it next to Nick.
We'll see what happens. If enough of you really want it, maybe we'll make it happen. We'll see what happens. But clickbait, Corliss,
I hate all of you.
Let's move on.
Go listen to a different
show
about Disney.
The DCA paper bags versus the Punzel poopers.
Oh, God.
So the Tangle toilets are Punzel's poopers versus the DCA paper bags.
Can you explain the DCA paper bags to me?
Guardians of the Galaxy, while they were redoing Tower of Terror, they just put a giant beige tarp over it that looked like a paper bag.
Oh.
So we called it Paper Bag the Ride, and that's why we have the DCA paper bags.
Looks like Poopers
I
is
think
way
Poopers
ahead.
Is what, yeah.
Okay, but you're not registered to play.
Poopers is what
Nick
that
is,
one said.
Nick is apparently someone misunderstood and forgot you need to be registered. But Poopers.
It looks like Poopers is winning.
Poopers is moving on. All right, next matchup. The ABC Commissary Dysentery or the Universal Studios Screens with the Z. Which one is it going to be? ABC Commissary Dysentery or the Universal Studios Screens. No, Poopers is over. Stop voting for Poopers.
They're still voting for Poopers.
Commissary Dysentery or... Screens with a Z.
Gabe,
about
stop voting for Poopers.
That's how I feel after
I think
we
ABC
write all those.
So far.
I think
I'm really
ABC
deflated
by
now.
The nose. Yeah.
Nick's leaving.
Yeah, ABC Commissary Dysentery looking for revenge for losing last year.
Oh, no, we just got like six screens.
Screens
votes
just
in
got a
row.
Surge. Yeah, surge
yeah, but were those people
votes.
Voting again?
I don't know.
Oh, it's close.
So just for everybody out there, I just put in the chat the link to the updated bracket after round two, so you can look at it quick if you need to call in.
If you need to call in, you have like one more. I'm going to do one more of these, and then we're moving on.
And I might as well reiterate, because we probably do have some new listeners here in the second hour. We're playing the round of we're playing our little tournament here, figuring out the best table service restaurants at Walt Disney World. We did pre-register people. Those are the only people who can actually call in. You guys know who you are. 407-774-8255 to cast a vote that counts as two to change our outcome. Anybody else can go to the chat, listen.wdwnt.com. You guys can still participate if you vote for any restaurant that we're talking about. Doesn't even matter what it is. We're going to randomly pick one each round. Just put in all caps, I vote for blank. And you might still win a prize from Theme Park Connection, but you can't call to change the outcome.
There you go. It's unclear between ABC Commissary, Dysentery, and Screen, so we're going to open
close.
It up.
Yeah.
Here, Josh, what do you think? What do you think's a better shirt?
The Dysentery, it rhymes.
You think the Dysentery? Jason, what do you think?
I still like Dysentery.
Said no one ever.
Michelle, what do you think?
I would have to agree with the ABC Commissary Dysentery.
What about the rest of you? David, Marcy, Ashley, what are you thinking?
I got to go with Dysentery as well. Which is a phrase I never thought I would utter.
Literally.
All right. I think, the panel seems to strongly think ABC Commissary, so we're going to leave it ABC Commissary. All right. We got one more. We've got the River Country Zika. River Country Zika or the Golden Churro Shower. So Golden
probably the most.
Golden Churro Shower or the River Country Zika.
You know it's going to be. It's going to have to be. Zika.
I don't think it's going to happen. I see a lot of Zika out there.
I don't see people. No one's voting for the golden churros.
I think the problem is people would wear the Zika shirt. And
people would not wear the churro
shirt. The churro shirt, or it would have to be a mug. I could see a churro's mug.
What is it? A mug.
We could definitely make the mug for the golden churro showers.
I don't know with this chat. What do we think?
Maybe a sweatshirt. Ooh, it looks Zika heavy.
That's amazing. It's really close, but yeah.
Yeah, see, people are agreeing.
Don't knock it until you try it.
Ooh, we got churros in all caps.
Somebody vote. No, that's that woman on Dancing with the Stars.
Who, Charo?
No.
Could you, Charo could you? Died. Charo died this
really?
Year. Yeah. Could I you, thought, no?
She's on Dancing with the Stars
not right,
right
now,
now.
Is she?
Yes, right
no,
now.
No, Zsa Zsa Gabor died.
Oh,
Charo.
Never mind. I thought Charo died also, though. I know who Zsa Zsa Gabor is.
I don't know. She's old, but Green not Acres, as old as Zsa Zsa was.
I don't know. I don't know what like, what one.
I think Zika.
No.
We'll have to go back and
see. I better get a one-off shirt for that. First t-shirt I've worn in 20 years.
We can make mugs. Oh, you know what? We could get the logo apparel.
I'm gonna move the Zika on.
Oh.
Hey, remember last year we had some loser shirts that got made. So,
that's true.
Who wasn't seeing ABC and Universal there?
ABC.
Oh, ABC? Okay, cool.
Yeah. All right, so the four remaining... Oh, hold on a second. Four remaining are Clickbait, Corliss, the Poopers, the Commissary Dysentery, and the Zika, but we'll continue that.
All right, Michelle, get ready to add these
go
up.
Go ahead, let the insanity commence, please.
There we go. All right, we have a vote for Trails End.
By the way, voting is now closed.
Trails for round two, yes.
Yes, where round two voting is over.
Trails End, so what does that do to that one?
What was it versus?
California Grill.
Oh, okay, so just it's now tied.
It's now 6-5.
Yeah,
6-5. California Grill still in the lead.
Yep.
All right. California Grill in the lead, 6-5.
Okay.
All right, next one. Paddlefish. Paddlefish got two votes here.
Paddlefish up 6-5.
Paddlefish got two?
Well, I mean, no, a vote. Yeah, two.
Each vote.
Oh, two more points.
Yeah, two more points.
6-5.
It was already Paddle winning,
was
though, wasn't it?
6-5.
Yeah. No,
Vianopoly.
No,
Vianopoly
yeah.
came
had
that's right.
in.
Yeah.
Right.
Ready?
Yep.
Marimol to Asia.
Morimoto gets. Ooh. That puts Morimoto in the lead.
Oh. No.
Paddlefish.
We got 8-5 now, Paddlefish.
Cinderella's Royal Table.
No!
Wait, who was she up against?
Nine Dragons!
Right.
Oh, yeah.
My Sunny Sesame Chicken!
And the last one to take care of round two? Captain's Grill.
What?
Oh.
Made no difference, but thank you for your vote.
Oh, yeah, good for it Captain's
right?
Grill. How about a round of applause for Captain's Grill? I love
Captain's
Grill.
Derby is still the winner of that one.
All right, so let's take a look. So what did we have move on? So Ohana versus Garden Grill. Ohana won that matchup.
Yep.
All right.
And then you got Skipper versus Kona, and
Skipper
won.
Skipper still in the... Yeah, nice. Skipper won. Bunghouse won by a landslide. Sci-Fi won. By a shutout.
Can we put the brackets? Let's put the brackets on screen. I'm going to do that. There we go. Can we show
left,
where everything
left,
actually is
left,
right now?
To the left.
Yeah, let me blow it up a bit so people can see.
All right, so we got Morimoto Asia moved on.
Morimoto just won. Yep.
Because of that vote, right?
Yeah.
Morimoto over Tiffin.
No, I think Morimoto had it. Morimoto was 6-5 because somebody called in before. So now Morimoto is 8-5. It's pretty decisive.
Nice.
Yeah, but then we had that other. Did we count those other two for Tiffins?
Nah.
I did, yeah.
Yeah,
I thought so.
It was 7.
Yeah, that's why.
It was 7. Okay.
Yeah.
Vote,
yeah.
It's 8-7,
yeah.
Morimoto.
Yep.
That's a shame.
Okay.
Then down here we got Flying Fish, who's on versus Splitsville.
Yep.
And Sanaa.
Yep.
No one changing that one. All right, now the other side, we have Be Our Guest.
By a lot.
That was a 6-1, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then Monsieur Paul, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
5-2.
All right. And then this one ends up with Chefs de France, right? That one.
Chefs made it.
8-7, yep.
Yep, Chefs. 8-7.
Happy now?
I guess. Brown Derby, no one messed with that one.
No, it was blowout. Well, they did. They added points to Captain's Grill, but it wasn't.
So, and this is the one that people are a little upset. We want to see Nine Dragons do the upset, but no.
Scroll down. There we go.
Cindy, too strong for
Cinderella
that one.
Cinderella came back strong.
Cindy versus Boma. That's going to be cool. Then for the last matchup, the Wave moved on and Via Napoli, right?
No, paddlefish.
Oh, paddlefish came across. Yeah, you're right.
Eight,
you're right.
8-5. Yeah,
8-5. Yeah, two calls for paddlefish pushed it up.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, paddlefish voters.
are we moving on?
We are moving on now. Of course, if you've already voted, that's it. That was your vote, just to make that clear.
Yeah,
you don't have another
call
vote
again
tonight. So thank you for voting. But anyone who hasn't voted yet, get ready. You can vote. Change your outcome, 407-774-8255. Of course, you have to be a registered player in the game, and you guys know who you are.
All right, let's begin the next round. What's our first matchup?
We have Ohana versus Skipper Canteen.
What happened to the dramatic music? We had dramatic
music. We got time for
I
that.
I got tired of that, yeah.
Thanks. Well, now it sounds boring now.
Ohana
this is an epic
versus,
matchup.
Versus
this one is pretty epic, actually.
Skipper
no
Canteen.
One called.
It's funny. It's an old classic versus kind of like a new favorite.
Ohana and Skipper Canteen. Marcy, what do you think?
I'd probably rather eat at Ohana.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Ohana.
Okay. David.
I would rather eat at Skipper Canteen.
Okay.
Ashley.
Same. I would rather eat at Skipper Canteen.
Jason.
Skipper Canteen is better than Ohana.
Nick.
I'd rather eat at Ohana, but in Skipper Canteen's atmosphere, but so I'm going with the food, Ohana.
All right.
Josh.
What about the ukulele?
Canteen.
I'm going with Ohana. I've had a string of really great dinners there.
It's
and
close.
I used to really not like Ohana.
Skipper is ahead.
I love Skipper Canteen, but I'm picking Ohana.
4-3, guys. You can change that one easily. 407-774-8255. Next matchup.
Next
right
is...
now, Skipper. Oh.
No, this is the matchup.
You gotta get the other music back.
Music. Next is Boathouse versus Sci-Fi Dining.
Boathouse versus Sci-Fi Dining. It's the outhouse versus the penthouse, or in this case, the boathouse. Josh, what do you think?
That's tough. I like the sci-fi.
Wow.
Wow.
Because you can get a half
Why?
A chicken.
Why? Just atmosphere?
Yeah, but... I mean, Boathouse is Gibson. If you want to go to Gibson, go to Chicago. 80% of the menu is the same there. So,
all right.
I go to Sci-Fi. It's fun.
I'm going
to
fit my boat real quick.
About it.
Boathouse.
It goes Boathouse. Jason.
One.
You know, Sci-Fi's food is so hit or miss. I'm really going to go with Boathouse, even though I love the atmosphere at Sci-Fi.
There you go. Marcy.
Sci-Fi is so unique, and I absolutely love it, and I try to get in there every time I go to Walt Disney World, so I'm definitely voting Sci-Fi.
David.
2-2.
Tough one. I'm going to stick with Sci-Fi, though.
Ashley.
Sci-Fi for the milkshakes.
Yeah.
You know, this...
4-1?
4-2.
This is insanely difficult. Boathouse, on one hand, I think, has some of the best food at Walt Disney World.
Food and drink.
On the other side, Sci-Fi... is probably the most unique and best themed restaurant maybe ever built. It's really wonderful. I'm going to go with Sci-Fi.
Ooh.
I think Sci-Fi is just such a unique experience and so special that I got to.
That's 5-2 for Sci-Fi.
Yep.
All right.
First, we have a vote for Ohana.
That puts Ohana in the lead over Skipper Canteen.
Did you ask them if they'd been to Skipper Canteen?
But we have a vote for Skipper Canteen.
Jason, switch it back.
Switch it back.
It's on two phones at once.
Wow.
The call-in number is 407-774-8255.
That is great. So Skipper Canteen in the lead over Ohana by one vote.
All right.
Yep. And still.
Next matchup.
Morimoto Asia or California Grill. 407-774-8255.
This is a hell of a matchup. I'd love to hear some reasoning on this one.
I hope my sister's still in the chat because she loves both of these, and I have no idea which one is going to get me disowned.
You're
going
to be in trouble, so you better just pick one.
Come back to me.
All right. Thanks. David, what do you think?
I think next time we should get Jason's sister on.
774, not 771. Sorry, chat people.
I got to go with Asia. Definitely Asia. I think the food's better than California Grill right now, and I think it's more unique.
Have you ever had their giant, like, deep-fried lobster? It's amazing.
Wait, what? No. No.
Oh, my God.
I have not tried it yet. So no. Good.
Stop it.
It's so good.
It's no.
Gluten-free, too.
It's good for you?
It's good.
No. I'm going California Grill.
Texted his sister to find out.
Yeah, she's in the chat.
Oh, boy.
I am Jason Diffendall's sister. Ghosted.
Marcy. Swordfish.
Those catfish.
Ghosted. Catfish, whatever. Paddlefish. I don't know anymore.
I've been paddlefish.
You guys are making me hungry. Can we just
paddlefish again?
So it's paddlefish versus
what? What did I say? Swordfish?
It's Morimoto versus California Grill.
Okay.
We don't even know what it is.
They've just gone crazy and lost their minds.
There you go.
For those watching and joining us live online, that is what a paddlefish looks like.
And that is what Tom Corliss looks like moments before his head explodes.
I've been swordfished again.
Catfish. Morimoto. 2-1.
Ashley.
As much as I love watching those fireworks, Morimoto has the better food.
Heck yeah. 3-1.
Nick.
Yeah, Morimoto has the better food.
Yep.
Josh.
California Grill.
You think it's better than Morimoto?
Yeah.
Food?
Yeah.
All right.
Atmosphere.
What? Morimoto's so pretty.
Atmosphere.
Well, I mean,
if the fireworks are going off, fine, but if not...
Otherwise, it's still a beautiful view. I'm going with Morimoto just for the food. Again,
I go to Morimoto Philadelphia if I'm going to go to Morimoto.
God, you love this.
Stop! Yeah. Stop.
Morimoto!
5-2. We got both in for Skipper Canteen.
Ooh.
I think
that cements its lead.
Yep, that cements it.
So what's that total now in that one?
8-5 now.
8-5 now.
There you go.
Oh, boy. Got to vote in for Boathouse, inching that closer to sci-fi.
Ooh, yeah, 4-5.
Within, it's 4-5 instead
of 2. People want to know if it's too late to vote for Ohana.
No, it's not too late to vote for Ohana.
Like, if you're not registered, if you're not registered, you can do an all caps, I vote for Ohana. We'll randomly pick somebody for
the someone this
registered
round.
For the game to call. Yeah. If you're registered for the game and you want to call in for Ohana, you can do it right now.
And again, that's 407-774-8255. You have until a few minutes after this round ends.
Yeah, and I'm not going to pick anyone with an Anon, just so you know, out there in the chat. You got to have a name on there.
All right, next matchup.
We have Flying Fish versus Sanaa.
Flying Fish versus Sanaa. Josh.
That's mean. You're being mean to me. You're
being mean.
I don't know.
Come on, you're the expert.
The thing is, like, if you want to talk about perfect meal... Like, paddlefish, like, perfect meal, Sanaa, perfect meal. Like, is the perfect meal better at one place, or is it better than another place? Is, like, the average meal better at one
restaurant?
You're
making my head hurt.
Or
just
the
pick.
Other restaurant? Why don't you pick, Michelle?
Pick for Josh.
See, I try to go by overall menu if I've had more than one great meal there in a different entree.
I haven't been to the new version of Flying Fish, so I can't vote.
A different appetite.
I look at it like if you offered to, like, bring me to a meal and you said these two places, which one would I say? Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
But I want it, like, if I go, I want a great restaurant, I'm going to sit there and be like, man, I had all those and I love all of those and I don't know what I'm going to pick.
Which one's more bloggable?
Well, that's life now. Nah. But I think of life.
Anyway, Josh, do you want Michelle to pick for you?
No, I don't want Michelle to pick. Sanaa.
That's what I was gonna pick it.
Nick. Nick.
Flying Fish was fantastic.
I love the food at both these places, but there's more unique tastes, I think, at Sonata. I like eating there. It's a nice place to eat.
Yeah. Jason.
I'm gonna go with Sanaa.
David.
You know, I voted against Flying Fish the last two rounds. I'm going with them this time. I think it's a little bit better than Sanaa.
Mm. Marcy.
Can I abstain? I don't really like either one.
You have to make a vote or you throw this whole thing.
Just vote against your husband. That's evil. What you do every other time.
Don't
That's
like
not it. True. And
choose
I
the one you get less either one.
Michelle can vote for me because I don't like either one. So.
Ooh.
There you Sanaa. Go, Michelle.
I vote
there you
Sanaa.
Go. So there's a Sanaa.
Thanks.
Ashley.
Sanaa.
That's 5-1.
I'm also going with Sanaa.
6-1.
I love Flying Fish. I had a great meal there. But Sanaa, good. I've had so many good lunches and dinners at Sanaa. Many. And breakfast. It's a good breakfast, too. All were good.
Never been there for breakfast. Let's
That's a hell of a lineup at Sanaa.
All right, next matchup.
Be Our Guest versus Monsieur Paul.
I think I know where this one's
or
going.
Or Monsieur.
Josh.
I don't know the difference.
Be Our Guest.
Both Frenchish.
Nick.
Be Our Guest.
Ashley.
Be Our Guest.
Marcy.
Be Our Guest. Be Our Guest.
David.
Yep, Be Our Guest.
Jason.
Gotta finish the Cement song, it. Bro.
Yeah, Be Our Guest.
7-0.
Yeah.
Wow.
Next matchup.
Next is... Oh, well, because we had that change-up. Le Chefs de France or Brown Derby.
Ashley, why don't you lead us off?
Brown Derby.
Jason?
The Derby.
Oh.
Marcy?
Yep, Brown Derby.
David?
Yeah, definitely Brown Derby.
Hmm. Nick?
Definitely Brown Derby.
Josh?
I'm considering glow cubes. I'm going with the Derby.
Brown Derby.
Tough, though.
7-0.
Yeah, Brown Derby.
Wow. 7-0.
All right, moving on.
Oh, wow. Cinderella's Royal Table or BOMA?
Ooh, this is going to be good.
This one's really not even a
Jason.
Not even a contest.
Jason.
BOMA.
David.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a contest. BOMA.
Marcy.
BOMA, absolutely.
Ashley.
I fought for the castle, but I got to go with BOMA.
BOMA.
Josh.
I've never been to Cinderella's Royal Table, so I give it up to Michelle.
I've never been to BOMA, but Cinderella's Castle was not good, so I'm voting BOMA.
But that, Josh has legitimately never been to Royal. That's the only one, right?
Never been.
Wow,
my wife and child.
Damn.
I'm taking BOMA.
7-0.
Yeah,
that's a blowout.
Goodbye, Royal Table.
That's a blowout of a number one seed. Look at that.
Maybe I won't take my wife and child.
Take him to Crystal Palace.
Take him to BOMA.
Crystal Palace brunch.
Our fourth straight 7-0.
Yeah.
Next matchup.
The Wave versus Paddlefish.
This is like a documentary on National Geographic. The paddlefish tries to swim upstream, but the wave is too strong. Pounding it with cheddar cheese grits. Anyway, Jason...
This is really difficult, but I'm going with my old favorite, The Wave.
Why? Just the breakfast buffet?
Breakfast. Yeah.
They do the brunch. How
you
good was that
brunch?
Honestly, the brunch burger at Paddlefish was not as good as the patty
People
melt at Toothsome.
For Ohana.
Don't bring Toothsome into this. Get out of here, Derek Bergen.
This one guy just voted.
Obviously,
over and over
Fast
and over
Food
again.
Boulevard would beat all these restaurants. You ever had a Krusty burger before? Totally different
with
than
real
all their
crust,
other burgers.
It's got real crust on it.
So good.
Oh, Josh, what do you think?
The Wave is so beige.
Look, just if you're colorblind, The Wave could win.
Food.
I'm a lot of things The Wave could win. Paddlefish.
Nick.
You know, Paddlefish is so young, like, I hate giving it the vote over a Wave. But, like,
you say it's so young.
It is. But I've had enough amazing stuff there, and I love sitting up there on the roof. I'm going Paddlefish.
Wow.
Nice choice.
Marcy.
You know, I haven't had the opportunity to bring my husband and child to Paddlefish, but I think I'm going to have to go with Paddlefish.
You have their address, right?
David.
I am looking forward to the Discovery Channel's Paddlefish Week.
Nice.
We have 4-1.
Ashley. Yeah.
Definitely Paddlefish.
5-1.
You know, Paddlefish brunch and dinner were both very good. Wave, while I liked dinner a lot, the breakfast is the real winner. I think because of that, there's Someone way more reasons to go to Paddlefish. I'm going Paddlefish.
6-1.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a lot of really blowouts in this round, both sides. I mean, we
only know if Paddlefish is going to survive the next round.
So we have a close one. If you guys want to change this, we're going to go over the t-shirts now. But we do have a close one. Skipper Canteen over Ohana by a vote. Mm-hmm. Also, Sci-Fi over Boathouse by a vote, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The rest of them are pretty much blowouts.
Nick, I have a chat. I have the chat choice.
Okay.
All right. Ready? Give me the music. Chuck Mockby voted in the chat, voted for Ohana.
Like 5 times.
Yeah, he was really passionate about it. I caught one of those, and it was randomly chosen.
So that's
Chuck Mockby has got the Ohana vote.
So,
Nick, what do they do if they've been chosen winning in the chat?
That doesn't change the winner, but Chuck wins a prize.
Yeah,
Chuck
8-7.
Wins a prize. Yeah, how do they contact?
Anybody who wins in the chat, send an email to nick@wdwnt.com. Let me know.
Provide the name and which round it was. Now we are in the, what is it, the Swell 16?
Swell 16. And so, so Skipper up by one vote there. You can switch that one. You can switch Sci-Fi. The rest of them are pretty much blowouts. But if you want to use your vote here, you have till the end of our t-shirt discussion here. 407-774-8255. Now, March Tragic.
Yeah. And if you couldn't tell, we're going overtime tonight.
The Salem Communications has been gracious enough to allow us some extra airtime tonight. Yeah.
So we will be going into a third hour tonight. So stick around.
We're not going into a third hour.
That's hour three.
We're not going to
go the whole third
hour. Hour 1 hour, two, and hour three. Well, we have a post show tonight too. But anyway,
yeah, I know.
Wait, we're crazy.
Michelle's like, I'm out.
So is Nick.
Blindness be crazy. I'm out.
I have not begun to talk restaurants. In fact, I would like to go back to the beginning.
Okay. All right.
May we revisit round one, please? Get the paddlefish off the screen. It's March Tragic time. You have until the end of this round to call in if you're in the tournament.
Ugh, this is so
disappointing. People are now lobbying in the chat to get the pre-registered voters to call in and vote for what they want.
They can. It's fine.
I'll find it.
All right. March Tragic Tournament. We got two more matchups to talk about. We've got the Clickbait Corliss or the Punzel Poopers. Clickbait Corliss or the Punzel Poopers. Which one do you want to be a t-shirt?
Punzel.
And how different are they?
The Clickbait. You're walking home.
I can't picture a combined t-shirt there.
Clickbait Corliss or the Punzel Poopers. Someone voted Creepers. It lost.
Poopers,
although sometimes
poopers.
The Creepers hang around the Punzel Poopers.
There goes half the audience.
Goodbye.
Sometimes it's a prime spot.
That's true.
There's all kinds of Pooper votes in here.
Yeah. Poopers by a lot right now.
Someone said clickbait. No one will buy Poopers.
I don't know who will buy clickbait either.
What is a Pooper going to look like?
It's going to be a tasteful design.
Yeah.
It's going to be Rapunzel's tower with the little emoji at the top.
This is really close.
That's exactly what I was picturing.
Really?
No. Someone's a golden churro.
How did that not beat Zika?
Is it close or not?
I don't know.
It's not close. No. Poopers is by far.
Poopers. All right, fine. Poopers
it's the name. Tangled Toilets would not have made it this far.
No, Rapunzel's Poopers. I thought Golden Churro Shower was winning.
I thought so too. I don't know how that beat Zika. That's ridiculous.
That needs to be like the backup.
That'll be the honorable mention shirt. Yeah.
All right. Other side.
All right. ABC Commissary. Pick your disease, folks. ABC Commissary Dysentery or the River Country Zika.
This can't be close.
Jedwa says the tower with toilet paper trailing down instead of her hair.
That's good. That's a good one.
That's a good idea.
Of course, you understand by writing your idea in the chat, it's now property of WWNT LLC. And now our property. So there you go.
Disclaimer.
What is Zikma? Someone wrote Zikma.
Does anybody in the chat have any rumors?
Can we write it in all caps?
Have you heard anything?
In bold.
Maybe about a bar at the Tower of Terror, perhaps.
Yeah, really. Looks like Zika's winning. Yeah.
All right, so stay tuned. We're going to have the winner of that tournament coming up. Do we have a hard break, Nick? Is that a thing?
Yeah, I think we should take a break in a minute there and regroup.
We have a hard break coming in a minute. Just to quickly recap what's going on. We're moving into the exciting eight.
Let's go over the matchups here. What do we got?
Well, no, Michelle, do you still have that Wigs ad in front of you?
I do.
Could you read the Wigs ad? Because tonight there is a post show for members over at Patreon. So if you could tell people all about the Wigs, please do.
Yes, the March Tragic Tournament is brought to you by Wigs, the WDWNT Inner Globe Society. Support WDWNT and get early and exclusive access to content that you just can't find anywhere else, including post shows from WDW News Tonight. Right now, you can also get discounted registration and access to special events at WDWNT, the 10th anniversary this fall. For more information, go to Patreon.com/WDWNT or visit WDWNT.com and click the Patreon link. Join the Wigs and help make WDWNT happen through Patreon.
We come back. We're going into hour three and we're going to conclude the madness. Stick around. Rolls on. Thank you for sticking around, ladies and gentlemen. I know it's very late. We do have a post show for Wigs members if you want to stick around tonight. That still exists. We're contractually obligated to it. I don't know what's going on in there. Alright. So let's we're moving on. So voting closed on that round, right?
Oh yeah. Ages ago.
So what, Jason, can we review the results real quick?
Canteen has taken over Ohana 8-7.
Can you throw up the brackets real quick? We have.
It's
late
for everyone.
It's been 10 years, Jason. We have technology now here at WWN.
Skipper Canteen beat Ohana 8-7.
What are we looking at?
Paddle fishes.
That's amazing.
The paddle fishes are still up.
Are we looking at the middle of the bracket?
At the middle of the board. I don't know what's in now. The
paddlefish.
Get that fish off the screen.
Are they tasty? Has anyone had a paddlefish?
More paddlefish.
I don't know if they're actually edible.
Has anybody ate one?
Yeah.
It's a great show on MTV, Paddlefish.
I'm
right, if it's this panel, I'm just guessing they haven't had one.
Command
me.
All right,
I hope to have my wife and son someday eat a paddlefish.
Here you go.
Perfect.
Skipper Canteen
as if that's
has
ever
beat... Skipper Canteen
no,
has
it's
beat
gonna
Ohana.
Be me and you dying alone. Anyway, go ahead, Jason.
Sorry.
That got dark real quick.
Skipper Canteen has beat Ohana. Sci-Fi has beat Boathouse. Morimoto has beat California Grill. And Sanaa has beat Flying Fish.
All right.
Yeah.
And then over on the other side, Be Our Guest swept whatever it was
Coral
up against.
Reef.
Whatever.
Munster Paul.
Brown Derby. Brown Derby swept the Chefs de France. Boma swept Cinderella Royal Table. That was a one seed.
Correct.
And Paddlefish almost swept the Wave.
Yeah. Yeah.
One pity vote for the Wave.
So here we go.
All right, let's do this. Next matchup.
Dun, dun, dun. Next would be Skipper Canteen and Sci-Fi.
Yeah.
Skipper Canteen and Sci-Fi Dine-In. Josh.
Tom goes first.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Thank you, Josh.
All right. This one's tough. I like both of these a lot. As much as I like Skipper Canteen, Sci-Fi is such a nostalgic favorite, and I think it's even more unique. They're probably the two best-themed restaurants at Disney World going up against each other. I love Sci-Fi, though. It's in my studios, and the theme is so awesome and so unique, and that film Loop is so good, and it's comfort food. The milkshakes are good. I like the buffalo chicken as an appetizer, and you get a burger. They have good burgers, and they change them every month or so. They have that specialty one that changes. Well,
people get sick inevitably. They have to switch
out. I'm going with sci-fi. Okay, Josh, what do you think?
Sci-fi.
All right, Nick.
The best drive-in in the country.
Marcy is never coming back. She hates us now.
No,
you can come to dinner with
just
me and
Josh.
Gabe, too.
Marcy, Gabe, and Josh at dinner. I want to see this so bad.
This is probably
going to happen before we ever send anyone on a date for the dating game. So, right? Might as well. Nick, you went?
Yeah, no, my idea. I agree with you that they're probably the most... Both the best themed restaurants at Walt Disney World. Here's the thing. Sci-fi has food I kind of crave a little bit more. I like stuff at Skipper Canteen. It's unique to eat, but I don't like crave it. I don't care that much. Like, I don't say, ooh, let's go, because I want that.
Sci-fi's
so
got
sci-fi.
Way better dessert.
Yeah, yeah, so I'm going sci-fi.
That candy bar is so good. Let's all just make noises for the next hour.
You're making me
make
so hungry.
Everybody make their best paddlefish noise.
It's 11. We can do that, right? Anyway. David, go ahead.
Both exquisitely themed. You know what the advantage of sci-fi is? You don't have to talk to your family.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't even have to look at them if you sit in the right spot.
It's done.
Game. Does that mean sci-fi?
Sci-fi it
yes,
is.
Sci-fi.
Oh.
I didn't get to vote.
Marcy, it's not over yet. Marcy. Oh.
Yeah, I'm definitely doing sci-fi.
Ashley?
Yep. Sci-fi.
Jason?
You know, you don't have to look at your family at sci-fi, but when I go to Skipper Canteen and order the whole fried fish, I want them to look at me. I'm going to vote Skipper Canteen.
Ooh,
that's one.
6-1. Not easily changeable, but you can.
I like how he has a story for why he voted for it, even though it's just his sister texting him. He's like, why don't you come up with a story of why?
Although she's never been to Skipper Canteen, and she hasn't been to Sci-Fi in ages.
Yeah. All right, next matchup.
Next is Morimoto versus Sanaa.
Oof. Oof, Josh.
Sanaa.
Yeah, why? You love Morimoto. I'm surprised.
I like the animals out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
The bread service to share. The lunch. I love the lunch. It's like 18 bucks. It's a beautiful resort.
Yeah.
Like, what would you rather do? Go to Kidani or Disney Springs?
Yeah, just the other night we went out, even though it was dark, we couldn't see the animals in the restaurant. We walked outside and they had the goggles there, too. They don't just do it at Jumbo House. So we had a great meal, and then we got to put on the goggles and watch giraffes. It was really, really cool.
They should give you those night vision goggles on the Kilimanjaro Safari's nighttime
game. I have a brilliant business idea for
little kids with pink eye wore those goggles.
Why don't they do an add-on where when you get to the entrance at night, for like $10, you can rent them.
Ooh.
Because logistically, they can't handle cleaning them all for everybody if they did it for everyone on the ride.
Right.
Offer it as an add-on.
Yep,
you're welcome, you Bob Chapek. By the way, I'm picking Sanaa. Then I already talked, so I'll go with Sanaa. Nick, what do you think?
Sanaa, because Morimoto can't be in the final four. Like, that's ridiculous.
It's only like one of the world's most famous chefs. Like,
Morimoto is David's favorite restaurant at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, I reject your logic, Nick. That's ridiculous.
David, are you picking Morimoto?
Absolutely.
I'm going to pick Morimoto too.
How?
Wow.
3-2.
Marcy.
How?
I'm also going to pick Morimoto.
Oh, my goodness.
All tied up.
Ashley?
I don't know.
Morimoto Los Angeles is so good, though.
So much better. I actually like the one in Phoenix.
I like them both.
You got to pick one.
Come on, Ashley.
Do the right thing.
Although the Sanaa in Jersey is better than the one in Orlando.
The animals are much, much better.
Yeah.
They're all toxically... transform.
You don't need the night vision goggles. They're all glowing.
They glow.
Yeah, there you go. I'm going with Sanaa.
There's Sanaa.
Oh, Sanaa
traitor.
Pulls away.
Well, that's
a squeaker.
A one.
All right, that one's changeable. 4-3 Sanaa. 407-774-8255 if you want to affect our final four and are registered in the game.
Next up is Be Our Guest versus the Brown Derby.
Oof. Jason.
Brown Derby.
David?
Brown Derby.
Marcy?
Food Brown Derby, Atmosphere, Be Our Guest. But I guess for this March Madness, I'm going to pick Brown Derby.
Mm. Why?
You can eat in the Beast Castle?
Is this only based on food?
Well, no.
What because else would you base it on?
The animals.
Atmosphere's important.
The animals.
Atmosphere is the reason sci-fi dining is in this.
That's true.
It's but Be Our Guest is very cavernous. It's very cold in there. It's very loud. It doesn't feel like a cozy restaurant like Cinderella's Royal Table. You're eating in the castle, and you feel it's like more it's more intimate. Brown Derby's more intimate, and their food is better.
Absolutely.
And it's a brown hat. Beige is out, but brown is in.
What's the
is
score
that
so far?
Is that four?
It's chocolate brown.
3-0 Derby.
All right. Who has, Ashley, did you go yet?
Not yet. Right. I have a feeling Derby's going to win, but I'll give the Air Guest a pity vote. Because I do still really like eating that.
Is somebody playing the tambourine right now? What was that?
That's Josh.
I'm sure someone somewhere is. Nick.
Look, it's not a pity vote for Be Our Guest. I think the food is underrated. I've actually always kind of enjoyed my meal there. I feel weird saying that.
It was good when it opened.
Derby, I also feel weird saying this. I've never actually thoroughly enjoyed a meal there. I've eaten there a couple times and just never, like, it's okay, but I don't feel it's top four at Walt Disney World. I don't know if Be Our Guest is either, but because it's in Beast Castle, I'm going to give it a nod over Derby because I don't think the food's that bad. So, okay.
Josh.
Well, if Marrakesh were still in the running, I would vote for that.
It was only at, what was the seed? It was an 8 seed.
But I got to give it to Be Our Guest. I mean, you could go to Brown Derby tomorrow. I can make a reservation for Brown Derby, your choice of times, tomorrow. Be Our Guest, I couldn't get that 6 months in advance.
I've never been, that's why.
The people have spoken.
To Be Our Guest.
Be Our Guest, obviously.
I'm going Brown Derby. Brown Derby I eat there like once
Brown
a month.
Derby now
I love
wins.
It. One of my favorites. Always a great meal. The lunch, even the lunch. You've never been for lunch. They have a spectacular burger and a spectacular chicken sandwich.
Yeah, chopped salad, I'm telling you.
The Cobb salad.
So good.
The dessert trio is wonderful.
And the glow cube hat.
There's a lot of great things about
it. But the whole Derby experience of Be Our Guest.
Derby up Derby. By one.
I think, Brown, I think
they light your way with Lumiere.
Be Our Guest feels very produced in comparison. Brown Derby feels like a real restaurant. Be Our Guest feels like a facsimile. You want to know why I'm not picking Be Our Guest?
I feel a little fake.
No, let's talk about Be Our Guest. Where is the damn staircase? The main thing in the movie is that ballroom, they come down that staircase. Where is the staircase?
You haven't seen the new movie, have you?
Where is the
staircase? There's no staircase in the new movie.
Did it dissolve? Did they go under major renovations after they got married? They're like, we don't need those stairs anymore.
No, they
get
put
rid
in
of
an
them.
Elevator.
We could put more tables there then.
Is it snowing in Brown Derby? Is it snowing in Brown Derby?
No, it's not snowing in Brown Derby.
Do they have Christmas trees in Brown Derby?
People are eating quality food and children are not vomiting and yelling all over the place.
In Brown Derby?
It's fine. If Josh identifies with the average Walt Disney World guest, then that's fine. Who chooses Brown Derby?
What's the score? What is it? Four,
guys,
is it 4-3?
Yeah, it's 4-3 Brown Derby. So this one's easily flippable. 407-774-8255 for your registered player. Last match of this round. Go ahead, Michelle.
Boma versus Paddlefish.
Oof. Jason.
This one's really tough, but Paddlefish is too new to be in the final four, so I'm going with Boma.
Marcy.
Boma, and not because Paddlefish is too new. Boma because the soups are amazing.
David.
Yeah, I got to go with Boma. I think, Boma.
Ashley.
I do legitimately enjoy Boma more.
Hmm. Nick.
Same here. Boma is one of my favorites at Walt Disney World, and it is too early for Paddlefish to be in the top four.
Josh.
Abstain.
You can't abstain. You gotta pick one.
Too new?
No, you can pick a more valid reasoning, but you gotta give me one.
Me, you, David. Sunset. Where's lobster that? Guacamole.
You picking Paddlefish?
Yeah, I'm picking Paddlefish.
All right.
Boma. Where is it?
Animal Kingdom. You haven't been?
No. I'm going Boma. Animal Kingdom Lodge is wonderful, and it's a great buffet. And the dinner and breakfast are both really awesome.
Oh, that's the buffet restaurant?
As much as I like Paddlefish, Boma's, there's something special about Boma. I'm going Boma.
What did Josh vote for?
Paddlefish.
They pay the bills.
6-1, Boma. All right, so that's the end of the exciting eight. We're going on to our Fantastic Four soon. Right now it is Sci-Fi over Skipper Canteen, 6-1, correct? Yes. We got Sanaa over Morimoto, 4-3. Brown Derby over Be Our Guest, 4-3. And Boma over Paddlefish, 6-1. If you want to try to affect those outcomes, use your vote here at 407-774-8255, the number.
I have the chat.
The final four.
I have the chat pick.
Go for it.
The chat pick is Haunted Mansion Duty is the name of the user, and he picked Sanaa. He voted for Sanaa. So, two more points for Sanaa.
With 6-3 now.
I think Sanaa already had the lead, no?
Yeah. They were ahead by one. Now
they're going to help out, but I'm sure those phone lines are about to light up.
All right, we'll give people a chance to call in 407-774-8255 while we decide the March Tragic 2017 champion.
It's time to decide the winner of our March Tragic tournament. What will be our next shirt from T Public, this year's winner? It is between these two options. Please let us know in the chat what you'd like. It is Punzel's Poopers or the River Country Zika. Wow. The River Country Zika or Punzel's Poopers. What will be our next team shirt? The winner of this year's tournament. What is going to be our next shirt? Punzel's Poopers or the River Country Zika? Excuse me, it's late. River Country Zika, Punzel's
Poopers. Basically tied right
this
now.
This is so tied.
Yeah.
Well, this is the final. It's not going to be easy. Poopers or Zika?
I think we're going to
panel weigh in on this.
Somebody says Zika has to be inappropriate.
I don't understand that.
I think Poopers is pretty inappropriate.
He said Zika is too soon and too far, I guess. Yeah.
Spoodles, Poodles. That's a fun one. Punzel's Poopers, Tangled Toilets wouldn't have gone anywhere.
Yeah, someone in the chat did recommend Punzel's Poopers. It was the Tangled Toilets originally.
Tangled Toilets, yeah.
All right, let's throw this to the panel because it's just too close to call. Josh, what do you think?
I'm not paying royalties to the Punzel Pooper guys, so the other one.
He was in a non-person on the chat.
What if we don't have to pay?
Everybody's anonymous until they serve you.
What if we don't have to pay royalties? Which one are you picking?
Well, what if a lot of things? What if you like Splitsville more than Flying Fish? I don't know. There's entertainment there.
I mean, to be honest, at this point in the bracket, I think we have to think about which shirt would you rather wear.
You know, I think for me the problem is I like River Country Zika, but I think it's not timeless. I think the Punzel's Poopers will stand the test of time. But Zika's already like a fading memory.
There will always be poop. There won't always be mosquitoes trying to bite you to your
head. I mean, there's not even people at those tables anymore to give you the repellent.
Somebody writes, both of these are questionable in terms of T Public sales potential.
Yeah, I was just reading that. But I like the idea with the Punzel Tower made out of poop with toilet paper.
Say that again.
Yeah, but I mean that's a good idea. But I wonder how many people are going to associate that with the tangled toilets in the Magic Kingdom.
I think if you make the tower itself.
Yeah. People know about that bath.
I think they do.
Yeah.
And then then the toilet paper coming down like her hair with flowers in it.
Here's the deal.
Flowers in the toilet paper.
Can we agree that Zika's probably the least marketable one?
Yeah, I think we can.
except for Brian Botts in the chat.
I'd rather have the vicious mosquito attacking people with a deadly virus. Like I'd rather have that. as a T-shirt, but I
guys,
think it's
I think,
less.
I think we have a winner.
I think we could sell more pooper T-shirts. So.
I think we have. I'm ready to declare a winner.
Yes,
it's got to be Golden.
The winner. I can't believe the Golden Churro Showers isn't here.
We got
Why
one more vote.
Why does that happen? I may fight for that
what
one. That one may happen.
I'm disappointed.
What
that
was
one
that
may
one
happen
against?
Anyway. Let's do this because after this next round, I'm gonna do something special. So, but for the actual champion, I am declaring the winner of March Tragic 2017. The next WDWNT.com T-shirt on TeePublic will be Punzel's Poopers. He's got some great shirt.
Calling Ashley as we speak.
Punzel's Poopers is the winner, and our next shirt on TeePublic. But we'll talk more about that in a moment. We'll talk more. Maybe we'll do something in a moment.
All of them are getting made.
No, I'm not making 32 shirts.
How about the top four?
Top eight.
How about just the winner and the Golden Churro Show?
No, hold on. We're not doing it. We're going back. Let's go back to March Madness.
Yeah, we got no calls.
All right. So
no calls, so everyone's holding
we're down
out.
To Sci-Fi and Sanaa.
Sci-Fi and Sanaa is the next matchup. Here we go.
You want a score update real quick?
Yes, by the way, this is the 2017. For those of you, I don't know who's just tuning in. People are most likely just tuning out. 2017 WDWNT March Madness Table Service Restaurants Tournament here. Brought to you by WDW News tonight, by the way, in case, because we're not usually on this late, Tom. So people may be tuning in for like Larry Elder or whatever the heck's on WBZW.
Like,
our apologies to the Larry Elder crowd. this is a bunch of people yelling about Walt Disney World restaurants. A little different from what you tuned in for.
Normally on 9 to 11 here on your local Orlando radio stations, but extended tonight because we have this amazing tournament. We're getting overtime. So let's do it. So give us an update, Jason.
We've got Tammy at 16 points, Michael at 13 points, Claire, Derek, Brett, Mike, and Daniel at 12 points, Taylor and Allison at 11 points. So it's this last one is worth, what, 3 points?
So I mean, people that are below 11 points could come back.
Yeah.
There's still
like
two
10
rounds.
People at 10 points.
Yeah,
Gabe have 0 points?
Gabe's not in the top 20.
Gabe is not in the top 20.
That's a surprise.
Well, it was random.
But yeah, so these last two games are worth 3 points each, which could really put any of those people over the top.
All right. So for this, I want to hear why, because we are talking about what are possibly the four best restaurants at Walt Disney World. I want to know why you're picking it. So let's go ahead and do this. We're doing Michelle. What's the round? What are we doing?
Sci-Fi versus Sanaa.
Sci-Fi dine-in versus Sanaa. Marcy, why don't you start us off?
Okay, I'm choosing Sci-Fi Dine-In Theater because it is an extremely unique experience that you really can't get anywhere else. I have loved that restaurant ever since I set foot in it. And it is just, I mean, my jaw dropped just to see what they did with it. To be able to eat dinner or lunch in a car and to be watching crazy, like, Mystery Science Theater old videos while you do it is just incredible. It's just so much fun, and it's something that my kids remember, I remember, and it's just something that is – it's just something that's not going to fade away from your memory for a while. So I'm definitely going with Sci-Fi.
Wow. David.
I'm going to keep it simple. Sanaa has no business being at this level.
Wow.
And so I got to go with Sci-Fi. I mean, yeah, the food can run from mediocre to decent, but – but the atmosphere is unlike any place else you're going to eat. And there is no Sci-Fi Philadelphia, Josh.
Boom.
Ashley.
I love them both, but I got to go with Sci-Fi. It's, like Marcy said, it's so much fun. I like going to Sanaa. I do. I try to get into Sci-Fi every single trip. So, yeah, I've got to pick Sci-Fi just by a little bit.
Jason.
You know... this is not really as difficult.
I think, as it should be at this level. I kind of agree with what David said, that Sanaa is good, but I don't think it's at this level yet. Or maybe ever, I don't know.
Nick, go ahead.
Look, Sanaa is better food. I think so. It has a wonderful atmosphere. But at Walt Disney World, I'm looking for an experience, and I want good food too. I'm not just going to go for the experience, but the sci-fi gives me everything I would want out of a Walt Disney World fun experience eating, and actually does have good food. So I think they both deserve to be pretty much here in the top four, but I'm going with sci-fi.
So, excuse, is it 5-0 sci-fi?
It is. It's 5-0
right
sci-fi.
Yes, it is.
Josh.
I'll keep it simple, sci-fi.
I think you're all out of your minds.
Probably.
I'm the biggest sci-fi Dinan fan on this planet. I think you're all clinically insane. It's wonderfully themed. Sanaa not only has animals outside.
Sometimes.
Animals outside.
They're animals. Out. Like living animals from faraway places.
But you can see them without eating there.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. But also the food is unbelievably good. The bread service, the entrees, the soup. That tomato soup. No one even talks about that tomato paneer soup. It's unbelievable. You're all clinically insane. I love sci-fi, but Sanaa is one of the greatest dining experiences I've ever had in my entire life.
Can I say this? If you were coming to Walt Disney World and you asked me, where are some of the restaurants I should eat at? I think, and you might only be here once ever. I would actually tell you, go to sci-fi as one of the restaurant experiences you need.
But that's because you're going to a park. That doesn't make it a better restaurant.
No.
Theming aside, Sanaa is not a poorly themed restaurant. Isn't sci-fi versus the Grand Floridian Cafe.
Picking a Walt Disney World table service restaurant, I would pick that to experience over Sanaa.
Everyone talks about Sanaa for the bread service. If you want to have spectacular bread service, all you need to do is go to Knott's Chicken Dinner Restaurant.
Get out of here, Tom.
I make better.
It's not.
Tom.
No.
Tom, I make better butter chicken and vegetables in my own kitchen.
It's not about the butter chicken. They have more than that pick two option. Maybe you should read more of the menu.
No, this is the first time I ever got their pick two option.
Pick two because it's easy and simple.
This is the first time I ever got the pick two option. I've had pretty much everything else on the menu.
I completely disagree with all of you. I'm going Sanaa.
I don't know. Sanaa's not even the best restaurant in the Animal Kingdom.
Tony's atmosphere only, but I voted against Tony's in the tournament.
If Sanaa goes up against Boma in the final two, it's not going to win.
That doesn't matter. That's not why you pick. This is sci-fi versus Sanaa.
Yeah, but I think sci-fi actually has a legitimate
You're
shot
You're putting a hamburger over the entrees at Sanaa.
Sanaa
no, you're
serves
putting
a hamburger.
An indoor drive-in movie
we're,
theater
we're
over
putting Mystery
the
Science Theater 3000.
Yes.
Actually, to be honest, the last time that I was in sci-fi, I was watching the Star Wars Christmas special.
That was a fun breakfast.
It was.
I love sci-fi. The caffeinated people, all the things. I love sci-fi to death. But Sanaa is a wonderful dining experience, and I think...
Hey, Anonymous said bread service means nothing for people that are gluten intolerant. Yeah! My Anonymous
friend. Are you having a hamburger at sci-fi?
No, I usually eat the half chicken.
The bread service at Knott's
yeah.
Chicken
I'm not saying it was good. I'm on your
Whatever,
side. I think Sanaa is better.
Six
I think
to one. Sci-fi is going to the finals. So whatever. I'm the guy with the sci-fi cup, but I don't know what the hell else is doing.
The problem is that Sanaa doesn't have boysenberry jam with their bread service.
Well, you know.
Would you stop? Can we move the other match? I don't want to be here all night. Move the other
By
match.
The way, can I put this out post-show?
Can we keep...
Can I put this out? The final four was two Studios restaurants versus two Animal Kingdom restaurants.
That's
yeah,
true.
Animal Kingdom Lodge.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Lodge, yeah.
That's just Hollywood Studios is the best. And you
there's
all
nothing from Disney Springs.
Springs made it, even though Springs has so many good restaurants.
Too new.
Hey, Blaze Pizza wasn't here. Blaze Pizza. God.
Apparently in the chat, people are now yelling Tom Stairless after my rant about Be Our Guests. Anyway.
Final of the final four.
There we go.
Is the Brown Derby restaurant versus Boma.
Ashley, Brown Derby or Boma? Why?
Because it's time to go to bed.
Yes. I'm going with Boma. Because I think, again, I like their food better. If I had the choice to go between the two, I would go to Boma over Brown Derby.
Okay. Marcy?
I'm also going with Boma because Animal Kingdom Lodge has two of my favorite restaurants. Boma is my number one favorite, especially when it comes to buffets. It's my favorite buffet on property. And it's just, the food is amazing. And I'm not even like that much of an adventurous eater, but the soups alone, I mean, they have four or five different soups every time you go. I would almost just eat those, but everything is really delicious. So I'm choosing Boma.
Okay.
David?
So yes, Boma is my favorite buffet as well, but when it comes time to pick just a single entree that I wanted to have on property, it would have to be in Brown Derby. You know, either one of their noodle bowls or even their salads, I think, are top notch, and it's a class above a buffet.
Jason,
if I had to pick one food that I would like to have, it would be the Zebra Dome. Brown Derby has nothing to compare to the Zebra Dome.
Oh, you're insane.
That's awesome. And Brown Derby has animals outside the window. How can you not pick
animals?
It?
I'm not even commenting.
Tom, animals.
Grapefruit cake martini in your face. Anyway. Nick.
Yeah, Boma. I consistently say that's my favorite restaurant at Walt Disney World. So, I mean, it's here in this matchup. Brown Derby. Yeah.
Josh.
Brown Derby.
Why?
Because the food is better.
All right. I'm also going Brown Derby. Awesome. I love Boma, but Brown Derby, lunch or dinner, what a lineup. That burger and that chicken sandwich are both unbelievable. You got to go for lunch.
The
Cobb
drink
salad.
Lineup? Get a
drink,
martini
that
flight?
That drink
get a
menu
margarita
is endless.
Flight, get a champagne flight?
Endless. Sidecar?
The chicken sandwich is $19 at a signature restaurant.
Yeah, even though there's plenty of affordable options, the dessert trio is lovely. The Fantasmic package is wonderful. I love that lineup. So good. Brown Derby. What does that put the vote at?
Boma?
Michelle, do we have a count on that?
We are 4-3.
Yeah.
And for Boma.
That one's
Boma.
Switched. Yeah.
So that one could easily be swayed.
So Sci-Fi 6-1 over Sanaa. Boma 4-3 over Brown Derby. 407-774-8255 if you want to use your vote here. Let's give people a couple of minutes
to
call. Yeah,
I'm going to talk about March Tragic a little bit anyway. Someone in the chat wrote, Tom scares me.
Oh, yeah. No, Tom's totally scary.
Well, now I'm getting angry because this is important.
Final four.
But I don't thought that. Like, Tom,
I don't want this junk in my final.
Can I ask this to everybody? Tom was very scary before you actually got to know him, right? Like, totally scary.
Before you could ever see him live.
Yeah. Totally scary.
What does it mean before you could see me live?
I was so scared to meet him.
Like, before last year, people didn't know what you looked like.
I thought he was going to tear me apart. I thought he was this horrible, mean person.
And you'd be right.
What's changed?
No, he is, unless he knows you.
My favorite was before we went on the air, Michelle was talking about in radio, there's just really one terrible person. I raised my hand slowly.
Yeah, in every group, there's one, and then everyone else
crab
is pretty cool.
In the chat, so the crab stairless. So
all right, Tom, what's your big news about March Tragic?
Crabless.
Tell you what, we're going to do second chance right now. I want to see in the chat, is there something that got eliminated from March Tragic
guys, come on.
You will buy as a t-shirt? This is the second chance right here. We're going to have the runner-up. We're going to make
Nick
that shirt
praying.
Happen.
Nick is praying.
So whether it's the Golden Churro Shower,
yes,
the I-4 Volcanoes, the ABC Commissary Dysentery, the Paper Bags, Clickbait Corliss, the Los Cicero Creepers, the STK Tumbleweeds.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't care if anyone buys it. I just want a shirt made out of me.
Got a couple creepers.
The Creepers shirt should be a social club. Like, it should be a denim jacket. I would wear
it. Oh, my
God. Like,
totally make
churros,
the club.
Churros, there you go. Churros.
Churros is going to beat me.
Clickbait. Churros.
Also, I bet everybody that voted for Splitsville voted for BOMA. I'm just saying.
Actually, I voted against Splitsville.
We Tom called in three times for BOMA.
I just want a t-shirt with Nick's face on it.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
Golden Showers is hysterical. People are saying, who would wear that shirt? I would wear that shirt. Depends on how it's designed.
The churros?
The churro shirt.
Okay.
I can't believe nobody in there Love is picking commissary dysentery.
No, yeah, we've had three people say ABC.
All right.
I was one of them.
Here's what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. The first shirt we're going to make is obviously Punzel's Poopers. That one.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go ahead and make an executive decision that we're going to make three more of these shirts.
Oh,
three more?
We're going to make, throughout the year, we're going to release these. We're going to do the Clickbait Corliss.
Mm.
We're going to do the Locicero Creepers.
I love you.
So and we're going to, it's the first time anyone's ever said that to me in my life.
I mean it.
And mean it. And we're still got that ring in the drawer.
Baby.
And the golden churro shower. We're gonna make those four shirts.
We got creepers, we got churros, and we got poop.
You just made a lot of people very happy.
Fantastic.
There you go. Four shirts we're gonna make for March Tragic. Those are your four. Punzel's Poopers wins, but we'll get the artists to work on those.
So here's my issue, Tom.
Yes, go ahead. Because this show isn't long enough already.
Well, do you want to? We'll talk about it in the post show. That's fine.
Talk about the post show. We still have the post show. Nick, you're going to be going right to the airport from here, right?
The helicopter can pick me up here. Yeah,
there you go. John Hammond's going to land, and we're going to have to cover the dig site.
Anyway. Oh, my goodness.
All right. Any calls?
No.
It seems unlikely.
It's time for the final. This is the final, the championship matchup. Let's do it. Who's in it, Michelle?
Sci-Fi Dine-In or BOMA.
So this is it. The Sci-Fi Dine-In Theater at Disney's Hollywood Studios or BOMA at Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge. What is the best restaurant at Walt Disney World today?
It's like Trump Clinton. Nobody wanted this. Nobody wanted this.
This is the popular vote. What do you want from me?
Well, whatever the popular vote is going to be the loser. So what's the point of voting?
That's
so
amazing.
Yeah, it's the one you probably should pick versus the crazy one that can't help but it.
Did we pick a chat winner from the last round?
Who cares?
I've got the chat winner from the last round. Jedwa picked BOMA. It didn't affect the results. Jedwa, you won a prize. There you go.
Nick at WDWNT.com. Send an email. Let me know.
But you know what?
All right.
That you won the chat prize. Thank you, Michelle.
All right. So, BOMA or Sci-Fi Dine-In? Let's start with Ashley. BOMA or Sci-Fi Dine-In?
Why do we have to start with me again?
You only started like two of these.
But it's a lot of pressure to start
this. It is. Okay. It's a ton.
But,
why did you change to Brown Derby?
I'm just trying to see something. I'm making sure my calculations are correct.
All right.
This is like a good time to think.
No worries.
It's a good time to make sure everything works.
I'm just playing with people.
Do we
out
have
there.
Two people tied? At the top?
Yeah, we do.
Wow.
I'm going with Sci-Fi, just by a hair.
Why?
Because of the milkshakes. I really do love those milkshakes so
they
much.
Are good.
I know I've said it like four times tonight.
I've had several so this seasonal, and they're all good. They always are good.
They are. They
and
really are.
Perfect when it's hot and sticky and humid out.
Which is always.
You know what's perfect?
Josh, you want to talk about the weather right now?
It's going to Animal Kingdom Lodge and eating at BOMA.
So that's your
That's
vote.
Not ice cream.
You know what's great theming? Just pots. Pots that go up to the ceiling. That's the pinnacle of Disney theming. Pot towers. Jason, go ahead.
Winnie the Pooh, they
medical
are.
Marijuana is, you know, different kind of pot tower.
Here's, time for Michelle to go home.
Here's the real problem.
John Morgan for governor.
I'm trying to get
She's trying to get thrown out.
Come on.
Sci-fi does not consistently have 3 meals a day.
Wow.
Shut up. Make a logical choice, please.
Neither does Boma.
This is the final.
Neither does Boma. So I can't base it on that. So I have to base it on how good the food is. Because at Boma, I could bring my iPad and watch Mystery Science Theater 3000, and I could actually watch the good episodes as opposed to the ones they play at Sci-Fi.
Loose baby.
As much as I like the atmosphere at Sci-Fi, I would personally rather eat at Boma almost every time.
2-1 for Boma.
2-1? Only two people have gone.
No.
Yeah, it's 1-1.
She's just counting herself a while.
Hey, 1-1.
No. Well,
jeez.
It was a commentary. I thought it was a vote.
David.
I have to agree a lot with what Jason said.
See, I knew he was going Boma.
There you go. And mainly because Jason's sister said I should.
I don't think she's still up.
So now it's 2-1.
Marcy.
Hold on a second. I'm making a pros and cons list.
Marcy, you normally vote against David.
Perfect time for that.
Not always.
Your pro or your con.
Okay. So Sci-Fi actually has more pros than Boma because as much as I love Boma,
kids are preoccupied and she doesn't have to watch them in Sci-Fi.
That also, but, no, that also, but...
I know, I've been there.
I just send my kids up to the buffet by themselves.
And then Dave the creeper is in the corner. The
wonder why their hands are covered in macaroni and cheese.
Is that a euphemism?
Stop.
Wow.
Stop it. I hate all of you. This will never air.
Oh my god.
It's already airing.
Say, are we live?
Yes.
They let us on FM radio somehow.
The golden churro shower.
Golden churro shower, but I draw the line at what Josh just said.
What?
Nothing. Marcy, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh my god.
I'm doing Sci-Fi.
Yes, okay. Yes. Okay.
Did you finish your pros and cons? Because everyone's just yelling.
Two to two.
Okay. Fine. Jason.
I'm going to vote for Boma and hope it counts twice.
2-2? Only.
No, wait. Jason already voted.
Jason already went? Oh, he did. Yeah. Never mind. It's late. Post show coming up.
You have me, you, and Josh. Me, you, and Josh, Tom.
Nick, go ahead.
Look, all right. So, you know I'm a Run Disney person?
Unfortunately, yeah.
So, why are you voting for that?
I don't know.
Well, I like the power sound.
So I like whatever the douchiest.
I like to pay $42 and not have to feel the pressure of actually eating anything.
This has disintegrated so quickly.
It has. There's no way we should go to overtime ever again.
No.
The sautéed kale. It's.
I don't think you get pasta at either one of those restaurants, Nick.
Nick, you run for medals that don't mean anything. So where do you eat?
Look, so I do the race, and where do I make my reservations after a tough marathon or maybe a half marathon?
To get a photo session with all your medals.
Yes.
I'm still not caring about anything you're saying.
I, of course, make my reservation at Boma because it has a ton of good food that I just shovel in my mouth after.
That's a really weird way to get there.
It is, but that's the place we always eat after the marathon.
Love it.
And it's a very good place. It's a place it's such good food, such good flavors. I like the buffets, and I like good buffets. And this is a really, really, really good buffet. And Sci-Fi's atmosphere is great, and it's a good experience, and I said that in the last round, but food wins out here, and I just get such a good experience eating at the buffet at Boma. It's my favorite buffet, like, I've ever eaten that in my life, and so I'm picking Boma.
Josh.
Sci-Fi.
Why?
Well, I ran my first half marathon this past January. It was, like, probably... my second proudest achievement, other than the birth of my first child.
Wow. We'll never eat a royal table.
No, somebody in the chat actually made a good point that
I sincerely doubt that.
Oh my gosh.
What was the point?
We love
the
you.
The point was that if you don't go to sci-fi with a party of six, you could have complete strangers in the back seat of your car. That's kind of creepy.
But you're not facing them, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, they're just behind you.
Still would be creepy if it was Nick.
I mean, the tables are so tight in Boma anyway, it's like you're eating with strangers.
It's like you're eating with
Josh,
Nick.
Really, why would you pick sci-fi over Boma? Why would you tell someone to go to sci-fi over Boma?
You're a Disney food blogger.
I'm a Disney food blogger. Sci-fi.
All right, fine.
3-3.
Oh, do I get to decide? Well, someone could call in, obviously.
Yeah.
This is tough. I like both of these a lot. But this wouldn't have been my choice over a lot of other things that have already been eliminated.
Yeah.
But I'm going to pick sci-fi.
What?
Wow.
Sci-fi's theme over Boma. Boma doesn't have a theme. Boma has better food. There's no theme. It's pots. There's towers of pots. There's no animals right outside the window.
Theming-wise. You can keep talking in a second. Let me just set this up. So, sci-fi, 4-3 over Boma. People can obviously change that very easily. 407-774-8255. I'm putting 5 minutes on the clock right now. We're giving people 5 minutes. We can talk, but then we'll discuss a winner at the end of this. So here
we go. People in the chat are so mad.
He has no idea if you're on the list, by the way. No idea.
There's no checking. It's actually a really good system. As Jason updates that the board there, it actually updates the numbers automatically. Pretty good.
No way.
Sci-fi.
Is Boma that good?
Sci-fi is so well themed, and it's just such a fun place.
Compared
to Boma. Boma's good, but I think you all love that juice too much. It's a real solid breakfast. It's very good. It's a very good dinner. It's very good, but I'm going sorry.
Did Tammy just call?
Hey, we got to vote for Boma.
Is that Tammy on the phone?
No.
That's not Tammy.
Because here's the thing. So if sci-fi wins, Tammy and Michael are tied for the lead.
Yeah.
If Boma wins, and Tammy drops to like fourth place.
Well, the other thing is with this competition, we made sure people actually are present. You can't win if you're not present. So people will have to call in to verify their top eight spots at the end of this program.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, because if you can't just register and just never show up.
We're getting a lot of non-registered callers.
Just call in.
Add up.
That's what they're doing. And Nick
as long as it's for sci-fi. Otherwise, we check.
So that first, we got a call for Boma.
I mean, someone in chat made a valid point. Tom, if someone came up to you and said sci-fi is the best restaurant on Disney property, you would absolutely bury them. I would, but we got to this point where it's Boma versus sci-fi. And I'm not picking Boma.
No.
Well, another unregistered voter.
Because they have three good
this
soups.
This cup predicted it. It's kind of
five scary. Good soups.
There's a bunch of calls coming in, so who knows
there's
what's
a bunch
about
of calls
that.
And they're all being
so,
used.
I mean, I will say, yes, their soups are great. Their meat station, they have a great selection of meats. They have unique items on the buffet that you don't get anywhere else. They have zebra domes, which is certainly Jason's happy.
So does the Mara.
What are zebra domes, by the way?
Yeah, but you have to pay for them individually.
You can't eat 400 of them.
Is it dessert?
Exactly.
Mara runs out.
So, hey, I just want
to
say,
go to Boma for the desserts.
Can I, real quick, guys? I just want to say, I appreciate it. So we have some listeners out there on AM660, 1520 that are listening to us, so kind of for the first time tonight, listening to this, calling in. I'm very sorry, but we did have like a pre-registration week for this contest if you wanted to vote in the contest. But we do appreciate you listening tonight. But your vote, unfortunately, we can't count it in the tournament tonight.
But are we doing
thank
chat
you for
vote?
Calling.
Those right. people who are registered, you have about 2 minutes left, 407
there is a chat vote for this round.
8255 if you want to change this. But that said, we do have a vote for sci-fi, switching it back over Boma.
Mm-hmm. By one vote still?
Was that vote. Tammy, by the way?
No. No, Tammy has not called us yet.
Maybe Tammy already used her vote. I don't know.
Let me just say this about Boma, too. Is the last time we went, which was actually very recent, the place was packed. It was absolutely packed. It was very hard to enjoy your meal because there were people sitting like 3 inches from you at the next table. The line was always long. And I know that they try to
Did
do like
Did you say it was very hard to enjoy your meal?
Yes.
And you voted for BOMA.
No, I didn't. I voted for Sci-Fi.
All right. Done.
There we go.
Shut off the phone.
Marcy and Josh finally agreed.
So, by the way, the other reason, just to clarify, the other reason we do the registration is because those people who registered have 4 teams in this race and can win prizes from Theme Park Connection.
Yeah.
And just call in more.
Are we ready to call this?
Nope. We got 30 seconds left.
I have the chat vote. Oh, Nick's taking a call. I'm going to hold off on the chat vote. Nick is making sure the person is registered. Let's see what's happening here. He said we got 30 seconds left, so you got to get those calls in now. 407-774-8255. Now or forever hold your peace.
Yes.
If you're in the we're going to announce the top 8 at the end, so if you want to claim your prize, you got to stick around. Nick,
are
what
you
do we
sure
got?
You wrote that?
That's been the rule since last year.
Well,
that's,
I understand.
That's
that.
Why all these people are still watching.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Nick, right, that is in the rules, is it not?
Maybe. I don't know.
I hope so.
You should read.
Well, yeah, it was last year.
They're not getting a prize if they didn't tune in live, so anyway.
Yeah. All right, do you want me to... We got one in the chat.
Give me the update. Already... I have the chat vote, right, but go ahead.
Why don't you give us the chat vote now, because
Nick,
then...
Nick, you want me to do it now?
Which you want first?
Nate, 52025 voted for BOMA.
Okay.
Nate, 52025, you won a prize from Theme Park Connection. Please email Nick at WDWNT.com.
So BOMA up by one?
Yep.
So now BOMA's up by one.
All right, the call-in votes are closed, but we do have one left.
Oh, boy.
This is it. This is for the win.
Who what is the it? Current score?
It's the current score is 5-4. So actually, which
no, it's
one?
No. 7-6.
7-6, BOMA.
All right, sorry, 7-6.
And current, who is,
whichever
who is on the
call
line
is the winner.
Yep.
Who's on the line?
The name is Guy. Guy Incognito. No, just kidding. It's a Simpsons joke. All right, you ready? This will decide it. Whoever Guy voted for decides who wins. The vote is for Sci-Fi!
Wow. That means that the Sci-Fi Dine-In Theater Restaurant is the 2017 March Madness winner here on WDW News Tonight.
That's it.
That's crazy.
All right. So now we have to announce the 8 winners, and you will have to call in to claim your prize or Nick to verify.
It's midnight.
Yep. There's still a lot of people watching, so they obviously all stuck around, and thank you all
Fantastic.
For sticking around. Nick, Jason, do we have the 8? Can we start with the 8th place?
We can. Hang on, let me count to make sure
all
right. I've got
We're
it right.
We're going
to
verify.
I would like to know how, because that's how March Madness works.
Upsets happen.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing. Sci-Fi is the greatest restaurant at
it's
Walt
like
Disney
when
World.
I picked this cup today.
You must have known.
It's completely predetermined.
Oh, cool. We do have 8, don't we, Jason?
No, actually, the 8th, there's a tie for the 8th. There's like 8 other people.
That's
with
fine. They win.
Votes. Oh, wow. They will all win too?
So that's 16.
Oh, I'm one off.
Are there a bunch of people tied for 8th place?
There would be 16 prizes given out, Tom. We good with that? I think we're good with that. We're good with that.
Yeah, I don't think everyone's going to claim it, so let's do that.
Let's do
okay,
it.
So
8th place, you at least get a little something if you're still watching. And,
you know what? I'm just going to go down to like the end of the 13s, because if any of these people fall in to claim, then they can go to bed.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So there you go. There's the top list. So the grand total with 16 points was Tammy. Now what's interesting is Tammy didn't actually have BOMA or Sci-Fi.
Wow.
As one of her 4. But Michael had BOMA. So if
there was
BOMA
a tie for first
won,
place.
If BOMA would have won, Michael would have been in first place.
Wow.
So right now, Tammy and Michael are both tied for first place. So they'll both get the top prize package. We've got Claire and
Daniel.
Well,
no, that eliminates those 8 people at the end then.
Yeah, that doesn't make
sense. If 2 people are tied for first, the next place is 3rd place.
Yeah.
Right, I understand that.
Yeah.
No, we're still good, matter. Tom.
Oh, okay. I didn't know how you guys figured it out. Just making sure.
I'll put numbers here, okay?
Just making sure.
Tom, Jason went to MIT.
That's great.
Third.
Aren't you safe? Go Knights.
Are you really doing that? Oh, okay. There you go.
This is what Tom wants to do, right?
I want the official placement. Yeah, that's what I want to do. Okay.
So, Claire and Daniel both have 15 points. Jody and Diane and Christy all have 14. And then there's a whole bunch of people in eighth place with 13 points. And that's where things stand right there. You can see it on the screen.
All so right. If you won, please call in right now, 407-774-8255. If not, if you are a Wigs member at on Patreon, we have a post show.
And I'm just saying this to on AM 660, The Answer, 105.5 FM, and on 1520 WBZW, you will return in the middle of, did we really go a full hour?
We sure did.
Yeah.
You will return
Remember
at the
how
very,
we weren't going to do that?
At the very yep. end of
Good job, everybody.
The currently running program.
Wow. Thank you, everybody. March Madness was a lot of fun. I hope you all enjoyed it. We'll do it again next year. And with that, remember, kids, lay off the churros, will you?